and the Ge'ez said he can pass away. So we learned the three pshat and how to read the Gemara.
Tosfos had two interpretations. One is the Baal will claim that the Ge'ez is possible. He will pass again, but we won't believe the Baal. Mehechatesa, why in the world should we believe the Baal? The Ge'ez is min haTorah. And even the Rabbana, the Ge'ez is made on itself that Resh Lakish is din. The Shtar is made on itself that it's kosher. Eidem Asim al Shtar, that it's kosher. So what does it mean? Osi Baal Mi'ar Pasul. He will claim that it's Pasul. So the Mar was just asking, we should do something to protect the woman from the uncomfortable position of sitting there, having the husband scream that she's living in sin with a second husband, that the get was Pasul, and the mom said, the children all Mamzer. It's the halacha will just disregard what the husband screams, but it'll be very uncomfortable for the woman. That's one pshat. That's how they relearn the end, the last six lines in the Taisa. Then the first Bala Taisa, the first line Taisa says, no, because it'll be uncomfortable, some of the Rabbanon will give nemonis to the husband, that he should pass al get the Rabbanon. Then we looked in the Rambam. The Rambam understood that it's a din min haTorah, that if the husband comes and he tainas that the get was not good, the husband has nemonis min haTorah. So, it says in the Gemara, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara so many times, that Kim Shtaris is only the Rabbanon. So the Rishayim say there's a Ktois HaChoshen and Simen Mem Vav in Choshen Mishpat is the Simen that's all about Kim Shtars. So the Ktois and Sivkot and Dalid comments on that line in Shulchan Aruch. Kim Shtars is only with the Rabban, and that's why we have a lot of Kulas. So the Ktois quotes from the Hagos Mordechai on the last page in Kiddushin. In the end, the Mordechai goes daf al daf on every mesichta. He gives you psokim from the Balei HaTosfos, and then at the end, he adds Hagos Mordechai out of order. So on the very last page, mamsh the last page in the Mordechai on Kiddushin, he quotes a long tshuva from Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, one of the Balei HaTosfos. In the middle of the tshuva, he writes like that, based on our Gemara. That when does Resh Lakish say that Kiyam Hashtar is only needed mid the Rabbanon? That's if the Baal Hashtar is not Ma'arif Harket. But whenever the Loiva is there, the Malva says you owe me $100, here's the Shtar. The Loiva says that the Shtar is Mezuyev. So then Rabbeinu Avigdor holds that you need Kiyam Hashtar min haTorah. So Rabbeinu Avigdor is fair. He understands the Gemara that it's an Amonis min haTorah, the Taina that the get is no good. If the husband comes, he'll pasul a get min haTorah, you'll need kiyum min haTorah. And if the leiva pasuls the shtar, you'll need kiyum min haTorah. And all the kulas that you have in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas kiyum haShtar, because kiyum shtar is only the Rabbana, therefore, you have a whole list of 15, 20 kulas. None of the kulas will apply in such a situation. Hard to believe. All the cases in the Gemara where you make Kim Shtaris the Rabbanan is only when the Leiva is not there and screaming that it's Mezuyev. But if the Leiva is there and he says that I never borrowed the money and the whole thing is Shekel B'chazon and it's Mezuyev, then you need Kim Hashtar min haTorah. It's very not mashma like that. So that's why you look. So that's what the Ktzois quotes says Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, like a collector's item. Achidish HaMechudish D'Geshita. The Pashtus and the Shulchan Aruch is not like that. But you look in the Rambam only writes it in Hilchas Gerishin. The Rambam says if the husband is Ma'arer, he passels the get min haTorah, then you need kiyum min haTorah. The Rambam in Hilchos Malva V'Loiva, when he talks about kiyum shtaris, he never requires kiyum hashtar min haTorah. So that's what you have to break your head to figure out. In the Sefer that they published, the correspondence between Rav Soloveitchik and his father, Zechanim Levracha, Rav Soloveitchik wrote a whole pilpul about this, why it's only a din that the Baal has namonis to passel the get, then a regular Leiva doesn't have namonis min haTorah to passel the get. And his father responds back, it's still Shver. We still don't understand what it's all about. Why, according to the Rambam, why should there be a difference between the husband who passels the get and the loiva who passels the shtar? In both cases, either he's nem min haTorah, he's not nem min haTorah. Why do you say that only the husband has nemonis and the loiva doesn't have nemonis? It's very difficult. So the Rambam holds half of the Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. Rabbeinu Avigdor on the last page in the Mordechai and Kiddushin holds, based on our Gemara, whenever the Baal HaShtar comes and he denies and he says that it's Mezuyah, so he's Nema Min haTorah. He did Kiyum Min haTorah, not the way it's Mashman and all the Gemaras. And the Rambam holds it's only a local din over here. So Shvera did, Shvera Rambam. Very unclear.
He can claim it's nothing that was in his hands, it was not the earth. the Baal can say, I know, I didn't make it lishma. I wrote it to lishma.
They're also, the Loiva says, I never wrote it. Loiva says, I never wrote it.
No, that is something he has to do to make it bad. They always says, Mizuyev.
Mizuyev, he says, I never authorized the writing in the Shtar. I don't know who you are, I never borrowed any money.
Yeah, but
here, worse than over here. Here he says, I gave the get, but the get was written Shalom Lishma. There he says, even a bigger time. I never authorized the whole, I never borrowed the money, I never authorized the writing of the document. The whole thing is a forgery.
So the Kiyum can do something. Here there's no way.
Oh, but the Kiyum will accomplish anything.
You
mean, even if you make Kiyum, what will be accomplished over here? That's a better question. That's another question. But that's another problem. But we're talking about a different issue. Why should they? What kind of a din is that they have them on? If Reish Lakish claims Eidem Achsimal Ashtar, that Kiyum Shtar is only with the Rabbanon, so why does it all of a sudden become in Atayra? Because the Leiva claims that it's Mezuyev. And why should the Rambam only hold if the Baal Tain is Shalor Lishmavdim? If the Leiva Tain is Mezuyev, it's on Kiyum Shtar is only with the Rabbanon. Only if the Baal Tain is. Very unclear. It's a deep, dark mystery. So yesterday we started Reish Lakish. What is Reish Lakish? What kind of a lashon does Reish Lakish? Eidem Achsimal Ashtar. What kind of a lashon? Nase kemisha nechkara edusim bebezdin. Reish Lakish is saying that kiyum shtaris. The Gemara says bedinhu debekiyum ashtar debekiyum shtar mesnamil aleboy. Really, you shouldn't require kiyum ashtar bichlal, because Reish Lakish says Eidem Achsimal Ashtar, etc. The whole need for Kiyum Ashtar is only with the Rabbanon. So here they were Mekel. So what kind of an expression is that? Reish Lakish is trying to express such a din that Kiyum Ashtar is the Rabbanon. That's the way he says it. What is he beating around the bush? What is that referring to? It's very unclear. So on this, that Rabbein Avigdor Kohen Tzedek that the Ktzos quoted, Siman Mem Vav, he gives you Pasha Pshat. And what Reish Lakish is talking about, he says, you're missing a Tosefta. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi Exubis, that's what he quotes, the Yerushalmi quotes the Tosefta, and then quotes Reish Lakish as commenting on the Tosefta. This Tosefta is not a secret, this Tosefta is quoted in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. The Tosefta is in a few places, and one of them is in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav. So in the middle of this Braisa, it says, "Li'ol lemeinu edim yicholim lachzav b'hem." Can the edim back out from the Haggadah Seder? We have a rule: kima shehigin shimin achayzam magid. Once the ed gives testimony, so he is not believed to say later on that he's backing out. What if he backed out terkadei dibur? He gives a Haggadah Seder, then he backs out terkadei dibur. So the Gemara says in Ksub, there's an Eila Naris. If the ed backs out terkadei dibur, so that's okay. But he cannot back out lachakadei dibur. That's the simple reading of the Gemara in Ksub. So here the Tosefta says a little more than that. Not only can he back out to Kedibah Kedibadam, he can back out. Lior Lemein Hein Micholam Lachsa Behem, Achet Techok Ereidusim Lebezden, Nech Reidusim Lebezden, Yicholam Lachsa Behem. Zel Klola Sholdov, Eidim Shehidu Letame, O Letahe, O Lerachik, O Lekarv, Lesa, Lehate, Lifta, Lechaye, Achelai Nech Reidusim, Liyam Remavudim Anu, if the Bezden didn't do the Jish Mechakira yet, then the Eidim say, we're telling a lie, we back out. Is Harei Elu Nemanim to back out. However, Misha Nechgrei Dusam, Yamar Mubud Nemanim, Einim Nemanim. So that's the Tosefta. So the original member of Reish Lakish, if you look, where else does Reish Lakish's member appear? So here the Gemara quotes it, on Gimel Amud Aleph and Gittin. The Gemara quotes it to prove, based on the statement of Reish Lakish, that Kiyum Shtaris is only needed by the Rabbanim. The other place where it appears is in Ksubis Yud Chesam Beis, and the context over there is not that the Gemara is trying to quote it to prove that Kiyum Ashtar is the Rabban. There the Gemara quotes it with respect to Kivin Shigat Shuvin Achayzah Magid. Not only does it apply to Edom who gave Haggadah Seder's Baal Peh, even to Edom who gave Haggadah Seder's Biksav. Then the Ed comes into Bez and he says, Sav Yadeinu Hu Zeh Avol Shakranim Hayinu. Everything we wrote is not really true. He bribed us, he gave us $20 to write a shtar that the other guy owes him $100,000, so we took the bribe and we gave Eid a Sheker. So they're not Namanim to say that. The Gemara says, Kim Shigat Shuvin Achayzah Magid. So the Gemara says, who says? Maybe the din in Kim Shigat only applies when Eidim gave a Haggadah Seder's Baal Peh. But if it's Haggadah Seder's Biksav like a shtar, maybe it doesn't apply. The Gemara says, no, that's what Reish Lakish said. And that's how the Yerushalmi quotes it also. That's Rabbeinu Avigdor Katz quotes that Rabbeinu Avigdor, the last page in the Markha that the Ktzos quote in the Siman Mevov, Rabbeinu Avigdor quotes this Yerushalmi in Ksubis, corresponding to the Bavli on the same Mishnah, that the original member of Rish Lakish was like this. Edim, the Edis is only completed after Drisha V'Chakira. Calls Manshalai Nechgrei Dusim Ebezim, so the Edis isn't finished yet. So calls Man, the Edis is not completed, so it's not called Kimishigit Shivanachoizim Haggad. He didn't finish giving the Haggadah's Edis. Let's say the Eid is giving pages and pages, talking and talking and talking, telling a long Haggadah's Edis, takes him an hour. And then after the whole spiel is over, at the end of the hour, he says, I hope you all realize everything is a joke and I'm just wasting your time and nothing ever happened. It's a Purim spiel. So, okay, so it's, you have to listen to everything he says. And then at the end, so that's, he's backing out. He's backing out. So the Tosefta said, after you finish the Drisha V'Chakira, then the Haggadah said this is Chal. So since it's Niskabel Bebezin, then the Din sets in Kivin Shikid Shivan Achoyzim Haggad. So the Babli and Yerushalmi both ask a question. Misha Nechkere Dusim Bebezin, that only applies by Haggadah said this Baal Peh. But Haggadah said this Bishtar, the Edis is Chal without any Drisha V'Chakira. Drisha V'Chakira is a Din, but the Rashta V'Chakarta V'Shalta Heitev, when Edim give Haggadah said this Baal Peh. So then the Psukim and Chumash, and last week's Sedra, and 2 weeks ago, the Psukim, you add it all up together, so the Gemara says there are Sheva Chakiris. The Bezna has to ask Bezim Makam, a Bezim Zman. Now if you ask a lot of details. But on Haggadah said this Bishtar, the Din of Drisha V'Chakira, it says in Chumash, B'darashta V'Chakarta, Yishualta, it's not a Din in Hilchas Edis, it's a Din in Hilchas Bezin. The Bezin shouldn't accept Edis without first making a Drisha V'Chakira. And even if they do accept it, it's not Chal. So that's what the Bavli and Yerushalmi both ask. Since by Shtar, the Halacha says that the Edis is Chal without Drisha V'Chakira, and the Tosefta states, this Tosefta is here in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Braisa Vav, and it's in Ksubis as well, the exact same wording of the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, Kol Zman Shelein Nechgrei Dusim Ebezin, the Edim came back out and say, Mevudim Hayinu. So by an Edis Bishtar, they should always be able to back out, because there's never any Drisha V'Chakira. So that's why Rish Lakish's original memory was, no, Edim Achsim Amal Ashtar, the Edis is Chal without Drisha V'Chakira. Nasi Kemish, it's Chal, the Edis is Chal, Kemish and Nechgrei Dusim Ebezin. Just like the Tosefta says that once it's Nechgrei Dusim Ebezin, then the Din sets in Kivin Shigit Shem and Achazim Magid. So when the Edim sign Ashtar, and there's no need for Zman HaMokayim, so the Halacha says that the Edis is Chal without Zman HaMokam. Nasi Kemisha Nechgrei Dusim Ebezin has the same status as the Tosefta, that Nechgrei Dusim Ebezin, the Edis is Chal. And Kemisha Yigit sets in. That's what Rab Chaim writes like that. That's what the Rabbein Avigdor says, that that's what it says in the Gemara, in the Bavli Yerushalmi. That's where Rab Chaim has a piece in Hilchas Edis. He refers to the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin and Gittin. The Mishnah there on Yud Zayin, the whole sugi there, talks about a takana of the Rabbanon, that when you write a get to divorce the wife, so you have to write Zman. So the Gemara says it's only a takana of the Rabbanon. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Why did they institute the takana of the Rabbanon? And the details. So Rab Chaim quotes a kasha from the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Lamed Beis Amid Aleph is the beginning of the fourth perek in Sanhedrin. The perek begins, Echad Dini Mamas Bechad Dini Nefashes B'drisha V'Chakira. Even though the psukim that say B'darashta V'Chakarta V'Sha'alta, all the psukim really only say B'Dini Nefashes. It never really says it B'Dini Mamanas. So one might be misled to believe that B'Dini Mamanas he can be Mekabalatis without Drisha V'Chakiras. And the Mishnah says that's not true. Even though the Chumash it doesn't say, but there's a Hekish. It says, Mishpatechad Yolachem. And that pasuk implies that the two psukim that I mentioned right before, one is talking about mamonis, one is talking about nefashis. So mishpatecha yelachem, mamonis and nefashis have the same din. What do you mean has the same din? It's absolutely not true. The Mishnah lists off mambein din, mamonis, din, nefashis. There are 10 chilukim. Din and nefashis, you need a bezna 23. Mamonis, you need a bezna 3. Then another 9 differences between mamonis and nefashis. So how can you say that mishpatecha yelachem? So the Mishnah answers, mishpatecha yelachem goes on the Kabbalah Seidus. On the Nehugim of the Bezin, it's talking this different. But as far as the Edis is concerned, Echad Din Mamas Vechad Din Nefashis B'Drisha V'Chakira. Even though the Psukim, the 7 expressions with the Rashta V'Chakarta V'Shvalta Eitav, you add it all up together, adds up to the 7 Chakiris, even though the Psukim only say by Nefashis, but based on the Hekish, Mishpatecha Yolachem, so we decide, we determine that Eidus by Mominus also needs Drisha v'Hakir. So if you need Drisha v'Hakir by Mominus and by Nefoshes, then it follows that you need it also by Dovah Shebi Ervo. Because you learn how Dovah mi Mamin. That's why we had the Gemara Daf Tzadik HaMenalef. How do you know that you need to aid him to ascertain the facts in a case of Dovah Shebi Ervo? By Yenesh Yisish HaZinsa, Ki Motza Bo Ervo's Dovah. So you learn how Dovah mi Mamin, you need to aid him. So whatever Hilchasedis are by Mamin, carries over to Hilchas Dovah Shebi Ervo. So you need Drisha v'Hakira by Mominus and by Nefoshes and by Dovah Shebi Ervo. So Ashtar is the Hagadah Seidus. So what's the Gemara's question? If they matiknus man begitten, of course he needs man and a get is the Hashtar. Ashtar is a Hagadah Seidus. So every Hagadah Seidus, Mominus, Nefoshes, and Dovah Shebi Ervo, every Hagadah Seidus needs Drisha v'Hakira min HaTorah. So what's the Mukhi Yosevia? So what's the Gemara's discussion? If they matiknus man begitten. That's his kasha. So the Melchi Yosef gives an answer which Rav Chaim is not happy with. Melchi Yosef says, but on that Mishnah, it says the Echad Din Mamas Vechad Din Nefashas required Rishon Hakir. Then the Gemara asks on the first piece of Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph and Sanhedrin, Uriminu. Well, we have a kasha. There's a Mishnah and another Mesicht in Shviyas that talks about that the laws of Prusval. So from the Mishnais in Shviyas, you see that a shtar is acceptable even if it doesn't have any zman in it. So doesn't it contradict this Mishnah? Echad din mamz ve'echad din nefashas v'dishu v'chakira. So the Gemara says the Teretz says min haTorah the din always was from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu the din was that you need drishu v'chakira in mamonis like in nefashas and midirabbanon kadesh lo tenodelus b'fnei lov and the made takana derabbanon you should accept edus in the cases of din and mamonis without drishu v'chakira. So the Mukhi Yosef says. So once they did away with the need for Drish Vachakir and Didi Mamanis, what right do they have to do away with Drish Vachakir and Didi Mamanis? They're making the fellow pay money, the Eidim and no Eidim. So the answer is Hefke Bezna Hefke. We can do whatever we want. You have to have a valid reason. You can't just take away my clothes and give it to the other guy, Shali Shalach, Shalach Shali. That's ridiculous. Bezna has to have a good reason why they're Mafke. So the Gemara gives a whole explanation why. The Eidim are not going to remember this man in the Mokum. So the people will be afraid to lend money. They'll never be able to bring Eidim. Who's going to remember exactly when? I remember the guy borrowed money. I don't remember exactly all the details. I remember he borrowed $1,000. So the Gemara says, Kedesh lo tenodelus bifnei lovin. So they made a takana drabban. So there's a good reason why. What's the mechanism? How does it work? Hefke bezen hefke. So then they're on. So then the Mukhi Yosef writes, once they did away with the need for Drisha v'chakira and Didim Mamin, so Memele, Dovah Shebi Ervo only needs Drisha v'chakira because Dovah mi Mamin. So once they did away with Drisha v'chakira and Mamin, so Memele, it falls off the need for Drisha v'chakira and Dovah Shebi Ervo. What do you mean? But Minatori, you do need Drisha v'chakira. How can you say it falls off by Dovah Shebi Ervo? The mechanism that it works by Dinim Mamin is Hefke Bezna Hefker. Hefke Bezna Hefker doesn't work by Yisav Heter. So the Ran says, no, Hefke Bezna Hefker doesn't work, but we have something that we have a trick that we have up our sleeve, we can use it whenever we need it. Hefkirna Abani Gedusha Mine. So he says, since the whole Makkah for two kosher Eidim and Dov Shebi Ervo is because it learned out from Mamin, and by Mamin we did away Midir Abonin, we did away with the need for Drisha v'chakira, so they probably did away with the need for Drisha v'chakira mid the Rabbanon by Gittin as well. So you don't need, so mid the Rabbanon you don't need, mid HaTorah you need Zman, mid the Rabbanon you don't need Zman. So now the Gemara is asking, if they might take the Zman by Gittin, after they did away with the Din Deraisa of Zman by Shtori Mammon, and the Mele, they did away with the need for Zman by Gittin also. So now the Gemara asks, why did they reinstitute Zman? Why did they reinstitute Zman? On the level of their Isa, before they started changing all the din of their Isa, you did need Zman. It's a little doichik in the Gemara. Rab Chaim doesn't like it. Rab Chaim says that it's not correct. He quotes a Gemara in Yevamos. I think it says Beferish in Gemara in Yevamos that the Takana Zman was only instituted by Get and by Shtashich Rebbe Knaini. They never instituted a Takana Zman because neither the considerations don't apply. So therefore, by Shtashich or Rebbe Knaini, there's no need for Zman. So Rav Chaim asks, you can use the mechanism, and Dinim Mamonis, you can use the mechanism of Hefke Bezna Hefke. When it comes to dissolving a marriage, a get, Min HaTorah needs Zman, and Min HaRabbanon it doesn't need Zman. That's how the Mukhi Yosef says. And now the Gemara is asking, why did they reinstitute Min HaRabbanon? So the Mukhi Yosef asks, how could they have done away with the need for Zman? The woman is the Hanesh, and I give her a get that's pasul min haTorah. And the Rabbon was saying the get is good. So how do we allow the Eshesish, the Araisa, to get married mid the Rabbonon? So the Nebuchadnezzar said, don't get so excited. Just like in Mammonis, we have the authority of Hefke Vezna Hefke. So Rav Chaim says, so what are you going to say by Shtashich or Avik Naini? I have an Avik Naini, and I give him a Shtashich that doesn't have Zman. So you're going to say, Minat Torah, it's no good. Mid the Rabbanon, it's good. Mid the Rabbanon, the Shtashich is good. What mechanism are you using? So what are you going to say?
We have
Kibbezdin,
the
Abbot's Hefker
to
put
himself.
What do you mean, Hefker Bezdin? I'm Afker Abdo, Yotze Lecheris, with Tzorch Get Shichur. So where's the Get Shichur? So we're going to say, no, they declared that he never became an Evik Naini in the first place. So let him remain a Goy. So how did he become Jewish? When you give a Shtah Shichur, that's Rav Chaim's Kashim. When you give a Shtah Shichur to the Evik Naini, so if you're going to say Afkino, what are you going to say Afkino? Afkino Rabbanon, they declared that it never became an Evik Naini in the first place. So you should remain a Goy Gomer. If you're going to say that Afkino in the first, just if you're going to say parallel to Eishesish, Afkino Rabbanon Kedushim Minei, so the Kedushim is never Chal, so you're going to say he never became an Evik Naini in the first place. So let him remain a Nachri. How does it become a Yisrael Gomer? Idei the Shtar Shichur. So Rav Chaim thinks that that's not correct. The Nebuchadnezzar's answer is not correct. So he says the correct answer he thinks is that the din of drisha v'hakira, echad din imam is echad din in the first, but drisha v'hakira only applies by edus balpeh. By edus biksav is a trick. The edus is chal without kabbalas edus bifnei bezin. You don't need a bezin. Abchaim proves you don't need a bezin. Adova pashid, you don't need a bezin. Of course you don't need a bezin. He proves it because the Mishnah says he can write a get balayla. So you can't have a yeshiva's bezin balayla. Of course you don't need a bezin. When you write a shtar, the loive borrows money at night and he authorizes the edim to sign a shtar balayla. So of course you don't need bezin. There's never a bezin around when the das hamischayv authorizes the edim to write a shtar. So double pasha like that. So Rav Chaim says the whole din that edis is only chal after drisha v'hakir. It's not a din in hilchas seidus. It's not a din that the aid didn't say the hagadah seidus if he didn't give the zman on the mokum. It's a din bezin has not right. The darash, that's the loshon atpasik. When you look in the Rambam and the minyan mitzvahs, that's the loshon of Rambam also. It's a mitzvah that bezin lidrish v'lachkir seidim. It's not a din in hilchas seidus. The edim have to give zman on mokum. Bezin has no right to accept aidus without first making a drisha v'hakir. But if you can somehow slip in, if you can do a stunt and succeed in accomplishing Chaloy Shem Eidus without a Bezin, so then there wouldn't be any need for Drisha V'Chakir. So that's exactly what a Shtar is. So that's exactly what Rish Lakish said, Ein Machsimim Al Ashtar, Nase Kemisha Nechkere Eidusim Bezin. There's no need for Drisha V'Chakir. That's what the Rabbein Avigdor Katz said. He quoted, that's what it says in the Yerushalmi in Ksuz. Yerushalmi quoted this Tosefta. Edim can always back out. The din of Kivin Shig and Shivan Achaz and Magad only sets in after Drisha V'Chakira, because before Drisha V'Chakira, the Edis is not Niskabel yet. So Resh Lakish says that Kivin Shig and Shivan Achaz and Magad applies to Edis Bishtar. So the question was, but there's no Drisha V'Chakira on Shtar. There's no Zman HaMokum. There's no need for Zman HaMokum. Mikra Din. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So Resh Lakish answers, good, no other rabbi. Edim achsimim al ashtar, the edis is chal without any drisha v'chakir. Nasi kimisha nechrei dusim in bezin. If it would have been edis balpeh, you would have needed drisha v'chakir, that it should be nigmar ha'edus. Once it's nigmar ha'edus, that it can't back out kimisha higit. If it's edis bishtar, so it's chal without drisha v'chakir. So this explains the two things. It explains why Rish Lakish's original memre in Ksubas Daf Yudches on the base and in the Yerushalmi is regarding the Edom saying Mevudim Hayina. The Edom want to back out. They want to be Chayzer Amagid. So the Yerushalmi explains it can't be Chayzer Amagid because Rish Lakish said Edom Achsimim Nasa Kimish Nechrodus and Bezi. You don't need Rishva Chakira. So the same thing. That's exactly what Rav Chaim said. You don't need Rishva Chakira by Edus and Ashtar. He said that's exactly the exact words of Rish Lakish. There's no need for Rishva Chakira. The Mishnah says Echad Din Mamas Echad Din Nefashis is only Eidus Balpeh, not Eidus Bishtar. The problem is, you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, it doesn't seem so. The Gemara has Uriminu. How can the Mishnah in Sanhedrin say that even in Mammonis you need Rishva Chakira? So the Gemara asks Akasha, from a Mishnah in Shviyas that says that a shtar mamon is good without Drish v'Hakir. So they should have given Rab Chaim's answer that a shtar does need the Drish v'Hakir. So Rab Chaim already gives that's already not so easy. How he raises his way out of that Gemara. He says, no, that Gemara is talking about a different thing. It's not a din of shtar there. Okay, that's already not so smooth. But it's pshat in Resh Lakish, that's mamish the words of Resh Lakish.
He said that there's a shtaraya though, and here the Edim are, the Gemara but us is trying to use them for Edim Raya.
The only time there's what to discuss when they need Drisha Machakira is he talking about a Shtar Rai. Shtar Rai is a Haggadah Seder. If you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan, and the Shtar Kinyan is going to be according to Rab Meir, the mechanism of a Shtar Kinyan is by giving a Shtar Rai. So again, a Shtar Rai should be Haggadah Seder, so you should need Drisha Machakira. But if you're talking about a Shtar Kinyan according to Rab Lazar, so then of course there's no need for Drisha Machakira. It's not Haggadah Seder at all.
Well, why do we have the Edom on there? That it will eventually become.
That it should serve as the Shtar Rai.
So for that part of the Shtar Rai, you do need Drisha Machakira, even according to
Rab Lazar. So that's Rab Chaim talks about that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Why the Gemara seems to say, like the Nebuk Yosef. The Nebuk Yosef is on Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Beis. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that you do need Drisha v'Chakira on Edis on Ashtar. But Rab Chaim says, those are the words of Resh Lakish. Nasa Kamisha Nechra, the Edis is Chal without Drisha v'Chakira. That's exactly what he said. That was the original member of Resh Lakish. The Inamar raises an issue here. The Machlekes, Rabbe and Rabbe, what's the reason for the Takana? The Rabbanan number for Nechtam, So according to Rabbits, because we're concerned maybe the get was written Shaloi Lishmom, so Ikach Chosim and Asefer. So why did the A just say before Nechtam, before Nechtam? Should have said before Nechtam Lishma, before Nechtam Lishma. The main word is missing. So Rashi wrote, you just say b'fananechtam, and then the Bezim will ask him, and he'll say, yeah, it was written l'shma. Tosis said they never heard of such a thing. So Tosis quotes the other pshat that Rashi writes two suggestions. On Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi writes the other suggestion, maybe it's assumed that it's l'shma. He doesn't have to spell it out. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, but that's the whole purpose of the takana b'fananechtam, is that he should say l'shma. So why don't we require that he should say it outright, b'fananechtam l'shma, b'fananechtam l'shma? So the Gemara gives a whole psychological explanation. If you're going to be matriach, not every aid is so intelligent that it should be able to say a whole sentence with three words. So if he says two words, so that's easier. If you're going to require that he should say three words, so he may forget his script. He may say only two out of the three words, Asalim Agazi, and then you're going to have a problem. He gave the get, he was Mishanam and Be'ashat Tavach HaCham and Begitten. Rashi says, Havlad Mamzer. We don't pass like our mayor, Havlad Mamzer, we pass like Havlad Mamzer, but still, it's going to be Mishanam and Be'ashat Tavach HaCham and Begitten. So they want to simplify it, just in case the Shliach LaHilocha is not the big professor, his sentence should only have two words. Adi Mar says he can cut off from the two-word sentence. So Mar says you can't cut off from a sentence with two words. You have to have a subject and a predicate. So if you cut off one word, so there's no sentence. But if you have a sentence with three words, b'fana nechtav l'shma, so if you leave out one word, so you still have a sentence.
No, it's Muchach, that would be Mishanah.
That's what you do have to say.
I think so. And he says that Rashi sounds that way, but he says the Bavli, like Rebbe said, is against that.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay. According to Rabbi, you should say the Shema. Okay, so the Bavli says not so. Bavli says shouldn't. The Bedavke didn't make the takana that he should say it part of the sentence because we're concerned there'll be Mishana later on. Okay. He may leave out the last word and then he didn't fulfill a takana's chum. So we have to simplify the takana, make it as easy as possible to fulfill a takana the Rabban. So if you have a sentence with two words, there's nothing to chop off. He can't leave off a word. He won't have any sentence. It's easier to say sentence with two words than say sentence with one word. If the one word doesn't make any sense, two words make sense. Okay. So the Gemara asks, and according to Frag the Gemara, and according to Rava, that is for the purpose of Kiyam Ashtar. And the Gemara thought that Rava doesn't hold from Rabbi. There's no issue of the Shema at all. It's only an issue of Kiyam Ashtar. So what do you have to say before I nechtam? It should be sufficient if he says, before I nechtam. It should be enough if he says, I watched the Hasimas and it's not Mezuyif. So the Gemara says, the reason why we require that he should say before I nechtam also is because in a normal Kiyam Ashtar, you need two Edim. And over here, we are making that Eid Echad is good, so we want Kech, the Lalesa, the Chluf, it became Shtorz, the Alma, Beid Echad. People will think that just like the Eid Echad is Nema to say before an Echtav, so too for Kim Shtorz in any case of Shtar Halvoa. People will make a mistake, they'll think that a Kim Ashtar is good, Beid Echad. So in order to make sure that this confusion shouldn't occur, so they insisted that here you need a fancier Nusa, before an Echtav, before an Echtav. And Rabbi says, how can it be also the chlufa? Rabbi holds that what Rabbi said doesn't make any sense. He's saying that basically it's a kiyam ashtar, and the only reason why you have to say b'fana nechtam in addition to b'fana nechtam is kech de lalese lechlufa. So Rabbi says it's so different from kiyam ashtar is the alma. What's a tzushtel? He says, over here he has to say b'fana nechtam. Over there he says, I recognize the chasimis is good enough. And then he says, number two, an isha is not kosher lahoyed. So by kim shtoris, you have to have an ish. And here an isha is nemenis. The Mishnah says the end of the second parak, on Chav Gimel Beis. Even the chomish nashem an emanis to say b'fan anecht, b'fan anecht. Then number three, over there, the malve is not kosher to be mekayim nishtar. You have to have two kosher edim. If the loive claims that it's mezuyah, but we don't know one way or the other, of course the malve is going to say that it's a... authentic chasimis. We don't listen to him. He's the baldover. But over here, the woman herself is nemanis to say b'fan anechtam. And they quote the Mishnah from later on. The woman says b'fan anechtam, b'fan anechtam. So Rabbi Tainus, it's so different over here. The dinim are so different. How can you think like Rava says that someone's going to make a mistake and think that just like Eid Echad is good here, Eid Echad is good over there, but it's so totally different. So then the Gemara answers that Rava says no. So what did Rava answer? So Rava only answers on one. On Yadinan, he doesn't answer on the other two. So Tosfos says, Tosfos writes, Kivin Dilo Amri Yodano. So Tosfos writes, the kasha from Isha and the kasha from Baldova, Isha Atzman Vias Gita, that's going to happen once in a million years. How often? Because Gemara says it's such a rare case. The husband gave his wife a get, and he said, you should bring the get to a Bezen Pliny, and the Bezen should appoint another Shleil Satcha, a cockeye case. It probably came up, so the Mishnah wrote it, but it's at once in 5,000 years. It's not going to come up so often. So you're going to say, there's no chashash, leise dechlufe, because it's so different. It never happened that a woman brings her own get. And then the other din also, that the noshem anem on is to say, how often does it happen? The Mishnah is writing the din. Mistama once came up that the husband sent as a shliach la'ilach, one of the chamish nashim. So the Mishnah writes that the chamish nashim and amaris. They had to cover all the dinim, just in case it comes up. But it's not going to happen so often. The women stay home. They're not traveling around the whole world. So that's milsa de lo shchicha, Tosfos says. Kusha de isha baldova lechosh letaris lo shchich de maisi gita. The only question was, yadanu, so that's what Rava answers, that sometimes Yodanu, Rabbi asked, isn't there a difference over here? That by Kiyam Ashtar, he doesn't have to say b'fan anechtam, I was watching when the Shtar was signed. Just has to say, I recognize the signature. I always correspond with the other person. I work in the bank and I always look at the canceled checks and I know that that's his signature. So I reckon he doesn't have to be present when the Shtar was signed. So to make Kiyam Ashtar, it's enough if he says Yodanu. But over here, the Shlich Lalach has to say b'fanai nechtam. So that's what Rabbi Tainis, it's such a clear difference between regular Kiyam Ashtar di Alma and b'fanai nechtam b'negeh to Yodanu. So Rabbi responds, no. What if you would have, that's what Tosfos says over here, Rabbi responds, and what if you would have two Edom who would make Kiyam Ashtar? Is the Chabad good? Let's say in Eretz Yisrael. If the shliach doesn't say b'fan anechtam and the baal is ma'ar, then you have to have kiyam ashtar with two edim. So what if you have a chutz lords? If two edim make kiyam ashtar and they say yodana, so then it will be good. So it's still a chashash osi lechlufe. So that's what Nachamol. Rava says that the purpose of b'fanei nechtav is for the sake of ki mashtar. So why do you have to have b'fanei nechtav? The ksiva doesn't help at all as far as ki mashtar. So Rabbi claims that's a dead giveaway, that is because there's an issue of ksiva l'shma. And Rava says, no, they only threw that in nor ke'echad delos leisei lechlufe. There's a chashash of asid lechlufe over here. And Rabbi Tainis says, no chashash of asid lechlufe. So Rava says, there is a chashash because over here, Yadana would have been good. If two Edom would have said Yadana would have been good. So if the Shlich Lalocha is going to say, b'fanei nechtam, and that's all. So people would think that Kiyam Ashtar in general is good with one. So that's why they had to make a takana, and it has to be b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam.
Why do people think there's a difference necessarily between the B'fanei and Yadinan anyway? All they see is they see someone say B'fanei, which could also mean Yadinan. I mean, they were there and they saw it, and therefore they know. It doesn't necessarily see such a difference from Yadinan.
The different ways to make Kiyam Ashtar. So the most difficult way is by saying, I remember
there,
seeing the Edom sign it.
If they were there, then why wouldn't they say it?
Okay. That's one way of doing it.
But most of the time,
that's not how you make Kiyam Ashtar. Most of the time, you just say, we recognize the handwriting. Most of the time, in Kiyam Ashtar, it's very rare that Edom are going to say, we remember seeing these two people sign this Shtar. That's very rare. You had two Edom watching while the other two Edom signed. That's rare. Normally, you just say, I recognize the handwriting. That's right, I think. So that's where the Gemara worked at. Okay. So the Gemara goes back on Rabba. Rabba says, the reason why you need b'fanei nechtav, what are you raising an issue of b'fanei nechtav? So he claims that's a dead giveaway that we're concerned about, ksiva l'shma. So the Gemara says, so whose opinion is this? On the last line on Gimel Amud Aleph, Man Haytana de Boy Ksiva L'Shma Boy Chasima L'Shma. Whose opinion is this that you need both Ksiva and Chasima L'Shma? So the Gemara says, shouldn't this issue depend on Rab Meir and Rab Elazar? There's a famous Machloikis. The Gemara so far only knew the two famous Shitas. They didn't know that there's a third Tana. There's a Tana Rab Yehuda. They thought there were only two opinions, Rab Meir, Rab Elazar. So they say, according to Rab Meir, the only part of the get that needs a ksiva l'shma is the chasima. And according to Rab Elazar, you don't need a chasima at all. The get is good. Any shtar kinyan is good without a chasima. So the only part of the get that needs ksiva l'shma is the top ten lines. Yeah. How does the Gemara prove that according to Rab Meir, you don't need ksivas aget l'shma? So they quote from the din of Mechusa Maisa. What's the din if you write a get b'mechuber? Let's say the husband carves out a get on a tree and he's makna the tree to his wife. He makna the whole karka with the tree, mechuber the karka to his wife. So we assume that that's no good. He's makna b'mechuber to his wife is no good. That's a question, why not? How did the Gemara know that that's no good? If you give over the whole get b'mechuber. The Mishnah has later, if he writes a get on a Karen Shalpara, he has to give the whole parah. Gives the whole parah is good. If he's going to cut it off, then it's going to be no good because mechusa maisa. So here we understand if you write a get b'mchuber and then you chop down the tree and then you hand it over, so that's mechusa maisa. But if you don't chop down the tree, what if you give over the whole get the way it is? So we assume that that's no good. So that's what the Rishonim ask. How do you know that that's no good? So they quote from the Yerushalmi, the Rashba quotes, the Yerushalmi says that in the original pasuk in Chumash says, v'kasavala sefer krisus. And the word sefer really means parchment, but we darshan from the psukim that is labdafke parchment, because of mikomakom, other backgrounds are also good. But you darshan ma sefer, betolosh af kol betolosh. Just like parchment is not mechuber, so too any background is good, as long as it's a ksav shel kayama, okay? And has to be tolosh. That's how the Yerushalmi says. So the Rishonim, the Rashba quotes, the Rishonim are not happy with that Yerushalmi. They say the Bavli doesn't quote that, Bavli doesn't quote any drush. Baba doesn't say one way or the other. The Rishonim are not happy with that Yerushalmi because the Gemara quoted the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Aglili and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili came up with a Chiddush. It's the Mishnah here on Yutes Amin Aleph. The same Mishnah appears in Erevin, no? They don't tell you where it is. I think it's the Mishnah in Erevin also. Anyway, but it's over here. On your testament, also the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yisraeli says, "Ein kais from lo davish yesh b'ruachayim, v'lo al ha'ochlim." The Gemara asks, "Why not? How did Rabbi Yisraeli come up with such an einfall?" So the Gemara says, "Because he holds that you need dumya de sefer. Sefer means parchment. That's on Chof Aleph on the base, fifth line from the top. Sefer means parchment, but you marbe from the word v'kasav mikol makom. Whenever you write a get, it's acceptable, even if it's not parchment. So how come it said matam and came matam alam a sefer? So the Rav Yisrael Glida says it has to be dummy at the sefer. Ma sefer. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Glili says. And we don't paskel like him, we paskel like the Chachamim. So what did Rabbanan say? Iksiv ba-sefer. If it would say because of Allah ba-sefer, the word sefer would mean parchment. Kidiku Amrin, then Rabbi Yisrael Glili would be right. But now that it says because of Allah, sefer krisa, sefer means the text. They have to write severus dvarim. So how can he say dumi the sefer? The whole drasha dumi the sefer doesn't make any sense. The word sefer doesn't mean dumi the parchment. If the word sefer means parchment, so then you can say in the dumi the parchment. But the word sefer means the text of the get, and you need extra spheres dvar miserim. So how can you? So the rabban and the rabbi Yisrael say you can't darshan dumi the sefer. So just like the Bavli rejects, according to the chachamim, the rabbi Yisrael Glili, the Bavli says that they reject this whole idea of dumi the sefer. So that included in being rejected is dumi the sefer, that it has to be tolish. So how do you know that the get has to be tolish? Maybe a get on b'chub is also good. So that's what the Rishonim all say. No, it says v'nasan. Because we'll say v'kriis v'nasan v'yodas, and nesina only applies to a davar hamitalta. You can't do a ma'is and nesina on karka.
Now in the Chumash, Rabbi Yehang Moshel, Esak Yil Ad, Machir Ben Menasheh. Find the word nesina used.
With right. So the Rishonim Nachrayim ask a lot of kashas. You have psukim. It says when Avraham Avinu bought the Norasam Achpelo. Also, it says v'yiten lo eskol arzo. You find v'yiten on karka also. Very strong kasha. You say you see nesina. Nesina doesn't necessarily mean nesina on the dava hamikalpa. You're going to have the word nesina, the verb nesina applied to karka as well. So the Yosamech has an interpretation of this drasha that the Rishonim are saying. So he says the Gemara later has a drasha that it says venosan to the exclusion of kli gitach magabi karka. If the Baal writes the get and he puts it on the table and tells the wife that she should pick it up, so that's not acceptable. So the Yosamech says that there's a difference between kinyani karka and kinyanim mitaltalim. In kinyanim mitaltalim, I can put it in your chotzer. I can put it in your yad. That's what he does. That's what the Baal does by the get. Menasam biyod, eli yal yod chotzer, menantam lama menasam mikom makom. So the Baal does the whole nesina. The isha is kind of by virtue of the fact, how is yad kind of, how is chotzer kind of. Gemara says, chotzer shalodim, kind of lo shalom midaita. Chotzer is kind of even shalom midas. Tosfos writes in Cheskas Abatim, Chatzah is not kinda bal korcha. If the person knows that the thing is in his chatzah and he doesn't want to be kinda, the Tosfos proves from the Gemara is not kinda bal korcha. Okay, but it's kinda even shaloi midaita. And the pashtus is yikaina min atayra. There's a sheet of Mekubetzis in the end of Bava Metzi around Daf Kuf. When the Gemara talks about when the Gemara has that din, Chatzah shaloi kinda lo shaloi midaita. So the sheet says only mid the Rabbana. So the pashtus pshat is not like the sheet. It's kinda min atayra. It's kinda min atayra. So here, that's what the Yosemite says. When the Baal puts the get v'nasim biyodo v'chatzera, so the Ktzois writes, the Pashto says that Yad is also kind of shalom midaita, just like Chatz is kind of shalom midaita. Yad is also kind of shalom midaita. So the only way the get is good is if the Baal does the whole nesina. So there's no need for das hakone by kinyan Yad and kinyan Chatz. There's no need for das of the kone. It's kind of even shalom midaita. It's not kind of bal karchai. But it's kind of even shaloi midaitai for the kinyan to work. It happens that by get is even good bal korchai. We learn that from a pasuk that get is even good bal korchai. But you have to use such a kinyan where you don't need das hakaina. So you don't need das or isha to be kaina. And then halacha even says that even bal korchai is good. But if he's going to be makna the chotzer, let's say the Baal is going to write the get b'mchubra, he's going to engrave it on a tree, then it's going to be makna the whole field with the tree to the isha. So how is the isha going to be kaina the tree? He's going to make a kinyan. Karka's nickness bekesef bishtar over chazaka. So what's bekesef? The woman is going to pay money to the husband to be kind of the get. So the woman did the kinyan on the get, not that the husband did in the sinim. She made the kinyan on the get. Over chazaka, the husband authorizes the wife, and she's going to start chopping down branches on the tree. Is she going to make a fence? No, God her is going to make a fence around the whole farm. She's going to be kind of the whole field. So chazaka the lekech makes the kinyan, and shtar also. Shtar also is going to be a problem. Not sure exactly. Not sure exactly.
Shtar to be
marked
in the karka with shtar.
No, when the shtar is to be kind of the karka. The shtar is to be kind of the karka. So if the get is the karka, so you can give a get bal karka, but you can't give the karka bal karka. So she has to agree to be kind with the kenyan shtar. So the fact that you need haskamas or isha, that's a lack of nesina. Yosef Amech says not only that a get can be given bal karka, every get must be given bal karka. If the husband gives a get in such a way that you need das or isha, so that's called tligitach magavi karka. The das of the isha is misayaya. The Gemara just says a different thing. If the husband put the get in his chotzer, the get is a separate thing, the get is written on a piece of paper, and the get is sitting in his chotzer. Then he's makna his chotzer to the isha, and then he says the get is there. So the Gemara says that's a good nesina for the get. That's not called tligitach magavi karka. She's not kind of the get directly. She's kind of the karka with her das. She's maskim to be kind of the karka. And then the get is sitting in the karka, so that's called the nesina. The fact that the baal was makna the karka to the wife, that's called nesina. We needed dasu isha for her to be kind of the karka, but we didn't need dasu isha for her to be kind of the get. The get is still being given over there baal karka. I don't know. Chotzer the shtar is a little bit problematic. That's how the Yer Samech says. So he thinks that that's the answer, that when the Rishonim said that it's a lack of nesina, it's not that in biblical Hebrew the verb nesina never appears in conjunction with karka. No, you can find a lot of psukim where it says nesina by karka. But what they meant to say was the din of nesina that the Gemara learns that tligitach magavi karka is puzzled by get. So that's what the Rishonim said, that by mechuba lekarka it's always going to be a problem of tligitach magabi karka, because if the get is mechuba, so then the isha has to make the kinyan. Isha has to make the kinyan and the get, so that's always a lack of tligitach magabi karka. So that's a din. If the get is still mechuba at the time that the baal gives it to the isha, what's a din if the baal writes the get to mechuba, then he chops it down, then he gives the get to the isha? He breaks off the whole branch, he breaks off the whole bark from the tree, and he gives the whole thing to the isha. So there's no problem of nesina. He gave the get with a perfect nesina. It's a dova hamitalta. There's no problem. The problem is mechusa maisa. The kasa venasa mishena mechusa relaksiv and nesina otsasha mechusa ktsitsa. So what's wrong with mechusa maisa? So the Gemara is implying over here on Gimel Amud Beis that mechusa maisa is considered a lack of lishma. Why is it a lack of lishma? The get was carved out on the bark of the tree, lishma. And then he gives the get to the isha. So that's what we explained when we started discussing the topic of lishma. Rav Soloveitchik interpreted in this Gemara that mechusa maisa is considered a lack of lishma, because lishma is not only like baking matzahs lishma or making tzitzis lishma. The lishma over here means that the gerishin consists of a composite of two actions, the ksiva with the nesina. The ksiva is the haskalas hagerishin. And we require that the ksiva should be mitzuref to the nesina. So if you have a maisa hamafsik to the get, if he does ksiva, then he goes to the movies and he davens and he likes tefillin and he learns his daf yomi and he gives a get the month later. So he did a lot of pulis in between, but the pulis weren't done to the get. But he's going to do ksiva on the get, then he's going to do another maisa to the get, and then he's going to do the nesina. So that maisa done to the get is mevatul tzirif between the ksiva and the nesina. So that's called the lack of lishma. So the Gemara here discusses that din of mechusa maisa. Is there a problem if the get was written, the get has the first 12 lines have the text of the get, and the next two lines after the first 12 lines have the signatures. That's what we have on all of our gittin. So do you require the first 12 lines to be written lishma, in which case there's going to be a problem on mechusa maisa? If you'll do the ktsitsa in between the ksiva of the first 12 lines, And the nesina will be a problem of mechusa maisa. So the Gemara quotes that's a machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar. According to Rav Elazar, the unique ksiva is haget lishma. The 12 lines have to be written lishma. So if you'll be kotzitz the get, if you write the get by mechuber, and then you'll be kotzitz it in between the ksiva of the 12 lines and the nesina, so that'll be considered shelo lishma. But according to Rav Meir, the Gemara says that's not a problem. Ksav ala mechuber lekarka tosha v'chasma menasna lo kasher. The Gemara quotes, that's what Rav Meir says. So he says, Beferish, if there's no din of mechusa maisa, mechusa ktsita in between ksiva and the sina, means that you don't need lishma. That's in effect what it means. You don't need lishma for the ksiva zaket. You only need lishma for the chasima. Why? Why is this so? So this goes back again. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan explains. there's a tshuva in the Nadi Yehuda where he works on this. What is the machlekes Rameir Ablaza? What is it all about? So the Nadi Yehuda writes an interpretation. So they have in all the standard editions of the Nadi Yehuda, they have Heoris at the end from different Gedolim. So one of the Gedolim that they have Heoris is from Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan. So they quote from one of his tshuvas, I think, that he gave a different explanation for what the Nadi Yehuda said, and he gave the following explanation. This is what Rav Soloveitchik always used to say. According to Rav Meir, the mechanism whereby a shtar kinyan functions is by my giving you a shtar raya, that we are married, that accomplishes that we become married. By my giving my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced, that accomplishes we just became divorced. By my giving you a shtar raya that the house is yours, that causes the house becomes yours. I have to give you a shtar raya. So according to Rav Meir, what's the essence of a shtar kinyan, a shtar raya? What's the essence of a shtar raya? How got to say this? What's the essence of HaGadah say? This is the two signatures on the bottom. The 12 lines on top is just a hechitimtzit to know what the Edom are saying. When the Edom sign, that's when they're giving the HaGadah say this. So let's say the Gemara has later on, there's a din of Bekosav Lo Bechokak. The Gemara learns that at Rosh. Bekosav Lo Sefer Kris, Bekosav Lo Bechokak. What's wrong if he cobs out a get? There's no good. It's perfectly okay. Gemara says, no, what it means is if he does Chok Toiches. If he does chok yirechos, he engraves the letters themselves on a tas shel zahav. He's giving her a golden get, and he says hagitech v'oksibasech. This piece of gold is worth $100,000. This is your ksub and this is your get, and you can hang it up on the wall and goodbye and good luck. So he engraves the get on a tas shel zahav. So the Gemara says that's okay. That's not a problem. That's because of ksiva. Chakika is also ksiva. But the Gemara says if he's going to do chok toichos, that's no good. Let's say he'll have a background and he'll start carving around the letters in such a way he carves the middle, let's say a samach. He'll carve out the middle, then he'll carve around it. So the mele, the samach will be bolet. The letters will all be bolet because he carves, let's say, a piece of wood, a piece of metal. A piece of wood is easier to visualize. He carves around the letters and then the mele, the letters are standing out. So he created letters without actually doing the pula to the letters. He did the pula to the area around, the inside of the letter, the toch, and the outside of the letter, but he didn't really do a pula to the letter itself. So the Gemara said, that's what it means, because of aloi v'chokak, that chok tochos, if he engraves the inside of the samach, and the outside of the samach, but that, if he engraves the samach itself, chok yirechos, the yerech, the letter itself, that's a good ksiva. Chakika is a good ksiva. But if he's going to do chok tochos, that's no good. So what's wrong with chok tochos? If you hold like Reb Meir, that the 12 lines don't have a din of ksiva at all. The 12 lines can be written shalol l'shmo, and it says v'kosab, that goes on the chasimas. So the whole 12 lines that you get can be written chok teichas. What's wrong? The whole 12 lines are just a hechitimtza. That's not the get. That's not the shtar. Every shtar only consists of the last two lines. Shtar is always hagodas edis. Every shtar has to be a shtar rai. And a shtar rai is hagodas edis b'ksav. Edis b'ksav, rai b'ksav. So the hagodas edis consists of the last two lines. When the edim sign, you have to have something written on top in order that you should know what the Edom are testifying to. So if you have the whole get on top, it doesn't matter how the get was written, chok teches, chok yirechos, it doesn't make a difference. So according to Rav Meir, the whole din of v'kosav lo l'shmo, ksiva l'shmo only goes on the hagodas edis. That's the definition of a shtar. And edis b'ksav, even a loy meboy ha-shtar raya, is a edis b'ksav. A shtar kinyan is also a shtar raya. In order for a shtar kinyan to accomplish the kinyan, what it requires is, I should give the other party a shtar raya that we just got married, that accomplishes that we become married. So you always have to start off. There's only one kind of a shtar raya. Sometimes a shtar raya can accomplish a kinyan. Sometimes the kinyan already was accomplished, and it's only going to be a shtar. It's only going to serve as a shtar raya. So according to Rameir, every shtar in the world is a shtar raya. Every shtar is a shtar raya. So it's a hagodah seidus. Hagodah seidus is the last two lines, the chasim of the two edim. So that's what needs ksiva l'shmo. You can write the whole top, the 12 lines, you can do it chok teiches, you can write it shalol l'shmo, it's irrelevant, you can write it b'mechuber, and then you can detach it, ksov ala mechuber, l'karka, tolsha, v'chasma, v'nasnala, it's kosher, it's good. What happened to the din of mechusa ma'isa? There's no problem on mechusa ma'isa. Mechusa ma'isa causes that there's no tziruf between the ksiv and the nesi, you don't need. Tziruf is only needed that it should be called l'shmo, you only need that the chasima should be l'shmo. If you'll have them signed b'mechuber, and then you cut it off, then it'll be a psula mechusa maisa, because that'll cause that the chasima, even though b'shaito the chasima was l'shmo, but you can't give it off b'mechuber because there's a lack of nesin. And then if you're going to be kotzitzit, so the ktzitz is going to be mevatel the tziruf, so then it's going to be canceling the l'shmo. So the Gemara says, according to Rab Meir, there's no din ksiva lishmo on the get. According to Rab Lazar, how can you say that you need ksiva lishmo on the chasima? It doesn't make any sense. You only need ksiva lishmo on the 12 lines of the get. The two signatures on the bottom, that's only for raya purposes. That's not for, what do you mean ksiva lishmo? Ksiva lishmo means that with this ksiva, this is going to be the haskolos hagerishin. According to Rab Meir, the ksiva means the two signatures are the haskolos hagerishin, because a get has to have 80 chasima. According to Rab Lazar, a get does need 80 chasima. The gerishin can be accomplished according to Rab Lazar without 80 chasima. The 80 chasima is solely for the purpose of raya. So you can stand on your head from today till next year, you can never make chasima lishmo. You can never make chasima lishmo. Chasima lishmo means the Edom have in mind with our signing of the get, we are accomplishing that this is the Haskalos HaGerishin. It's never going to be Haskalos HaGerishin. According to Rab Lazar, the ksiva of the 12 lines is the Haskalos HaGerishin. The chasima, the two signatures on the bottom, is always going to be Shaloi Lishmo. How can you ever make it Lishmo? It has nothing to do with the kinyan of the Gerishin. That's how the Gemara thought in the beginning. You have to figure out how did the Gemara change it on Dalet Amud Aleph. How are you ever going to kvich out of this kasha? The kasha is so strong, how are you going to give an answer on the kasha? But that's what the Gemara asks over here. The Gemara is asking, Man Hai Tana. Who is the Tana? According to the way Rabba learns that you need Befanai Nechtam or Befanai Nechtam. According to Rav, it's really, you really only need Befanai Nechtam. It's really a form of Kiyum Ashtar. The only reason why you need Befanai Nechtam, Kechad Olaleisa Lechlufa B'Kiyum Shtar is the Alma. People shouldn't think that we can be makel that every kiyum ashtar is sufficient with eid echad. No, it's only mishum miguna kila berabbanu. We allow kiyum ashtar by the get by eid echad. We would never allow kiyum ashtar by eid echad by ishtori halvor. So according to Rava, we understand. But according to Rabba, the Gemara says that the befanenechtam really means lishma, and he really should have said befanenechtam lishma, befanenechtam lishma. But in case the shliach lahilocha is a half moron, a half wit, so we don't want to burden him to give too long a speech. So we give him a very short script, two sentences. Each sentence only has two words each, right? So there's no chashash of leisi l'gazuye. So the Gemara asked, who is the opinion, who is the Tana who requires ksiva and chasima? All the 14 lines have to be lishma. There is no such sheet. Irab Meir, we only know so far there are two opinions in the Tana. Irab Meir, chasima boy, ksiva lo boy. He doesn't require ksiva lishma. This none. Why this says ksav ala mechuba lekarket plosha v'chasam anasana lakasher. You see, you're not worried about mechus ma'isa. Not worried about mechus ma'isa means because you don't need lishma. If you would have needed lishma on the 12 lines, the mechus ma'isa would have canceled the fact that you did a ktsitsa tlisha. That would cancel the tzirf. Then it would be considered shalom lishma. So you see, Rav Meir holds you don't need ksiva lishma. Rav Lazar, ksiva boy chasima lo boy. According to Rav Lazar, it's impossible to have chasima lishma. What do you mean to have in mind that by their chasima, this is going to lead up to the gerishin? It's just not true. The chasima is solely for the purpose of raya. It's not for the purpose of leading up to the gerishin. The gerishin, it's only the 12 lines lead up to the gerishin, not the bottom two lines. It's impossible to have chasima lishma. Chasima lo boy. Ay v'chitei moliyolim Rav Lazar hi. Maybe you'll say, it goes like Rav Lazar. B'chi lo boi Rav Lazar, chasim ulishma, that's midir raisa, midir rabbanan boi. Rav Lazar requires chasim ulishma. He requires chasima midir rabbanan. And once you require chasima midir rabbanan, so the chasima is considered as if it's part of the get, and it has to also be lishma. In other words, Rav Lazar holds that the ksiva of the get has to be lishma, the 12 lines. So minatar, that's all you need, are 12 lines. You don't need any eidi chasim at all to constitute a shtar kinyan. For a shtar raya, of course you need eidi chasim. But for a shtar kinyan, Rav Lazar holds, you don't need any eidi chasim at all. But maybe midirabbanon, since they made a takana, shayu eidim chasim ala get, mimtein tikkun olam, midirabbanon, you have to sign the get. So midirabbanon, the get needs 14 lines. All the 14 lines need ksiva lishma midirabbanon. Gemara says it's not true. There never was, that's how Tosfos reads the Gemara, they never made such a takana derabbanon. What it says in the Mishnah, Shehu Hadim Chos, the Mishnah on Lamedal on the base, the Shehu Hadim Chos Mamalaget, Mimtei Tikkun Olam, that's not a takana that they must sign mid the Rabbanon, that every get has to have 14 lines. Not true. A get is good enough with 12 lines, Minatar mid the Rabbanon. It's a recommendation. We bring to their attention, you should always recommend to them that they should have Eri Chasima. But it's not that they made such a takana rabbanon. It's a beferish and mishnah peivav. So the Gemara says, Moshloshi git mesulim de rabban of lobar ablaza chasim lishmar disna. And the Mishnah says, Gimel git mesulim. There are three cases where there's a get that's possible mid the rabbanon. And mid the rabbanon, we should really say that the woman is an eshes ish zinsa. So she becomes a soita asur al baila. So she's not allowed to asur al abav, asur al aboil. She's not allowed to remain with this. She needs another get because the first get was no good. So we should say if she was living with the second husband again, if she was living with the second husband before the first husband gave her a second get, so we should really declare that she's a soita asur al aboil. So she's not allowed to stay with the second husband, even after the first husband gives her the second get. We should say that any children who will be born from the second husband should be, before the first husband gives her the second get, we should say they're mamzer. So the Mishnah says, no, this is an exception to the rule. Even though the three get not possible with the Rabbanim, but they didn't want to go so far to declare that the children are mamzerim and that the woman is the soita asur al aboil. That's what Tosafot points out. That's machlek zarmeir and the chacham. How far do you go? There are other cases of getting that are possible with the rabban. So how far do you go if you have a get that's possible with the rabban? So a meir holds whoever is mishan and beshet tavacham be getting, whoever gives a get that's kosher and atar and possible with the rabban, with the rabbanon it's possible and it's worthless, and the woman becomes a sota asur al aboil. Even if the first husband will give her a second get, she's not allowed to remain with the second husband, because she had an affair with him before she got her second get, and the children will be mamzer. That's Rab Meir's opinion. So according to Rab Meir, you have to say that these three are an exception to the rule. The Mishnah says, Gimel git mesulim nisa vlad kosher. This is an exception to the rule. We don't paskin like Rab Meir, so we paskin that this is always the din. Any case where the get is pasul kosher menater, it's only pasul with the rabbanon. So pasul de rabbanon means that she has to get a second get from the first husband. Before she gets the second get, she's not allowed to remain with the second husband. Once she does get the second get, so we wouldn't say kishem shasur ala balka hasur ala boy. We wouldn't say she's a teitzei. She has to get divorced from the second husband. No, they didn't want to go so far. They didn't make any sort of to the boil. And they didn't want to go so far to say that avlad mamzer. They never went so far. So that's a machlekes Rab Meir and the Chachamim. This there was a tradition. These three cases for sure. These gimmegitim psulim v'avlad kosher. This even Rab Meir agrees. And the other cases where they pass the get by the rabbanon, so that's a machlekes Rab Meir and the rabbanon. So we pass in all the cases. The vlad is never a mamzer, and you don't say teitze. You don't say teitze. The Gemara later has a shaila. Is that the pshat or not? That all the cases of a get possum, you wouldn't say teitze. The pashtus is like that. All the cases of a get possum at the rabbanon, they only require a second get, but you wouldn't say teitze. You wouldn't say kishem shasu ala balka chasu ala boil, and the vlad will not be a mamzer. So again, so the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says a get that doesn't have eidi chasima, if it only has eid echad, so sometimes it's kosher min atar, a possum at the rabbanon. But if it doesn't have eidich hasim, it's no good ben atur. And then it says, Rab Lozer, I'm afa b'shen ol of eidim. El shen asan ol b'fnei eidim kosher. There's nothing wrong with the get. So you see that Rab Lozer holds even mid the Rabbanon, there's nothing wrong with the get. That's when the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah to prove that you cannot say that Rab Lozer holds you only need ksivu l'shmo on the first 12 lines. Again, Rab Lozer holds that you don't need eidich hasim. So all you need ksivu l'shmo is on the first 12 lines. The next two lines you don't even need at all. The next two lines are only needed l'rayis. So it's impossible to write it l'shmo. So the Gemara is asking, man haitane, according to Rabba, the Mishnah says, b'fananechtam, you have to be mvar that both of them were written l'shmo. So the Gemara says, whose opinion is that? So it's not Rab Meir's opinion. Rab Meir holds that you don't need, the first 12 lines don't have to be written l'shmo. Not menator, not midirabbanon, the Gemara is going to prove. Rab Meir, even midirabbanon doesn't require ksiv l'shmo on the first 12 lines. And Rab Lozer doesn't require chasim at all, period. He doesn't require chasim at all. The Mishnah says, Mipnei Tikaron, no, that's an Eitz HaTayva. That's not a requirement, Midrabbanon. And you cannot say that Midrabbanon, he does require Eidi Chasima, and therefore he would say it's part of the get, and the whole 14 lines have to be written in Shema. It's enough in the Mishnah and Peivav. It says not so. The Mishnah implies, the Reisha in the Mishnah implies a get that doesn't have Eidi Chasima is puzzle, sometimes Menater, sometimes Midrabbanon. Rab Lozer says there's nothing wrong with it. So you see, Beferish, Rab Lozer never changed the din Midrabbanon. He never said that a get must have 14 lines. It must have the last two lines. It's just an Eitz HaTayva. So that's what the Gemara is wondering. Whose opinion is it in the Mishnah that you need b'fana nechta v'lishma b'fana nechta v'lishma? Whose opinion is it? Ella, maybe we'll go back the last four lines. Ella, maybe it's Rab Meir. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. And even the Rameh holds that you don't need Ksiva Lishma on the first 12 lines, because that's not really the get. Every shtar has to be a shtaraya. Even a shtar kinyan, the mechanism of a shtar kinyan working according to Rameh is by my giving you a shtaraya, that's what causes the kinyan to take effect. So every shtar has to begin, sometimes that's the whole shtar is a shtaraya, and sometimes it starts off as a shtaraya and accomplishes a kinyan. So Ramei holds, since every shtar is a shtarai, so the shtarai consists of the last two lines. It's a Haggadah Seder. Haggadah Seder, the last two lines has to be Ksiva Lishma. The top 12 lines don't need Ksiva Lishma.
How can the first 12 lines now be part of the Haggadah Seder if you just have a piece of paper that's signing, you don't know what they're signing about?
So that's not a Haggadah Seder. If it's blank or they don't know what they're signing, they have to read it. It's a hechitim to the Alma that we should know. What are they saying? So when they sign the two signatures, that's the Haggadah Seder. The Haggadah Seder has to be Lishma. According to Rameh, that is the shtar. Only consists of the last two lines. So the Gemara says, and maybe you tell me that that's only on the level of the Raisa. But the Rabban Rameh made up a chumer that you need. All 14 lines have to be written Lishma. So the Gemara says, not true. The Hamar Rav Nachman, the last two lines. I'm a high Rameh. Rameh used to say, also kosher. Even though someone else wrote the get, and I picked it up from the garbage, and I'll give it to my wife, as long as the Eidei Chasimu will sign the Shema is good, even though the Ksive was done totally Shaloi Lishma. I v'chitema, maybe Rab Nachman's statement was only on the level of the Raisa. Mid the Raisa komas ninolo. Maybe Rab Nachman's statement that Oy Mahoy Rameh Meh used to say, Minat Torah, Mitzvah Bashba v'chasam and Asana Lakosha. There was no Tzivi Habal on the Tzivi Saget. It's still good. So maybe that's only on the level of the Raisa. But with the Rabbanan, Rab Meir would agree that you need Tzivi Lishma. The Gemara said, it cannot be. Rab Nachman should have made it, his statement, he should have made his statement more clearly. Rashi writes on the third line from the top. Nachman Amoyrahu, and he should have Havalei Lefrushe Lemilse. He should have explained. That's what Tosfos writes in a lot of places. Tanaim used to speak sometimes in brief sentences. They didn't always explain themselves. But Amarim, Derech Amarim Lefarish. The word Amarim means to talk. So Amarim spoke more explicitly. So the Gemara says, V'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Anan, this statement of Rav Nachman, only he meant on the level of the Raisa. But halacha lemaisa, mid the Rabbanan, Rav Nachman would agree that according to Rameh, need all 14 lines have to be written Lishma. So he should have said so. Yehoch, if that's what he meant, he should have said, Oy mehoi Rameh dvar Torah meboile. Rav Nachman is an Amoira, hoi lo lefarish yoseh. He shouldn't make such a statement that's awesome, that it's unclear. It sounds like he's saying halacha lemaisa. The Gemara says, they did mean halacha lemaisa. Rav Meir holds, elul yoylam taka, it can't be Rav Meir. Can't be Rameh. El Eliyolam Rablozahi. The Mishnah must go like Rablozah. What do you mean like Rablozah? Rablozah only says that the two chasimis on the bottom is only needed for a raya. It can't be Lishma. It can never be Lishma. Lishma means that this is Haskalas Hagerishim. The two chasimis never lead to the Kinyan Hagerishim. So the Gemara says no. Kila boy Rablozah. Eliyolam Rablozah. Kila boy Rablozah. Chasimu Lishma. If you don't have any Edim at all, then the get is good without any chasima. But if the Edim sign and they don't sign the Shema, then it's a psul of mezuyif mitoichai. Mila moide Rab Loza b'mezuyif mitoichai shehu pasul. Mezuyif mitoichai pasul, we understand it's a different case. Let's say you have a goyim sign on the bottom, a kroivim sign on the bottom, a noshim sign on the bottom. So that's called Mizuyif Mitoicha. You have Psulim sign on the bottom. But over here, if the Edim sign Shalom Lishma, how is it possible to sign Lishma? It's always going to be Shalom Lishma. By definition, it's going to be. Lishma means that this is Haskalos Hagerishin. How is it possible, according to what are the Gemara answering over here? If the Edim sign Shalom Lishma, then it's no good. So that's what the Rif says on Daf Pei Vav. You see, from this Gemara, the Rab Loza holds their two roots to make a get. Either you write the 12 lines Lishma and you give it in the presence of Eidei Mesira, or if you have Eidei Chasima, then there's no need for Eidei Mesira. If the Eidei Chasima will sign Lishma, then you won't need any Eidei Mesira. So sometimes the Eidei Chasima, the Mishnah said, on daf lamadal shehu Eidei Chasima la get, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So the Gemara explained, what does it mean that the two signatures on the bottom are only needed for a raya, that the get should be able to serve as a raya? And the Gemara explained why, because the Eidim may die, they may go to Medina Sayyam. The Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Eidim may die, the Eidim Hasinim may die, they may go to Medina Sayyam. So no one will be able to testify that the woman was divorced. So that's why they made a takana, let the Eidim sign, so even if they'll die, she'll have a shtarai. So the pashtus in the Gemara is that the Eidim Hasime only serve as raya. So the Rif says it's not true. If they only serve as raya, then it's impossible to sign the Shema. The Shema means that this is Haskolas Agerishin. If the signing is only for the sake of a raya, it has nothing to do with the kinyan, with the gerishin. So the Rif says, you see from this Gemara that if the, according to Rav Loza, if the Eidim sign the get, there won't be any need for Eidim Asira. If you have Eidim Hasim, there won't be any need for Eidim Asira. What the Hezber is, that's another question. But the facts, he says, the facts have to be like that. Otherwise, how is it possible to sign Lishma? It's by definition, it's always going to be Shalom Lishma. Even if they'll be thinking Lishma, what does it help? Let's say you have to eat matzahs on Pesach, matzah have to be baked Lishma. So a person, what shach Lishma? He's going to fix his automobile Lishma. He's going to eat the automobile. It has to be a matzah. What do you mean Lishma? How can you sign a get Lishma if Eidi Mesira needed? Eidi Chasim Allah Malav Lamar, as far as the Kenyan is concerned. What does it help? They're going to have Lishma? But the Chasimah doesn't lead up to the Gerishim. So that's what the Rif says. You see, the Rif and the Ramban, you see from this Gemara, that if the Eidim want to sign Lishma, the Eidi Chasimah can substitute for Eidi Mesira, and it'll come out that the Chasimah's Haget did lead up to the Gerishim. The Chasimah made it possible to do the Gerishim without Eidi Mesira. That's the Rif. Yeah, the Shadis, but Tosfos disagrees. This Tosfos on Dibra Mascha de Kaimalar. That's the famous Tosfos, and the Baal Hamor and Daf Peivov has a long attack against the Rif, and the Rabbein Ephraim. Ben Ephraim was the Baal Hamor always refers to him as Talmid Shel HaRif, the student of the Rif. Others say he wasn't really a student of the Rif, he just wrote Hasogas on the Rif. Maybe he knew the Rif, but he wasn't, whatever. It's not the Rabbein Ephraim. Tosfos has a Baal HaTosfos Rabbein Ephraim. There are more than one Baal HaTosfos Rabbein Ephraim. This is not from the Baal HaTosfos. This is a different Rabbein Ephraim. So Rabbein Ephraim and the Baal Hamor both agree with the Tosfos here that Rav Loza would always require Eidi Mesira. Even if you have Eidi Chasim, it's still going to require Eidi Mesira. So according to them, it's very difficult. You don't understand. What did the Gemara answer over here? What do you mean? The Chasimah Seidim and the Get is always going to be Shalom Lishma. It's impossible to make it Lishma. What do you mean? They made a Chumra mid the Rabbanon, that when they sign the Get, the signing of the Get is only L'raya B'Alma. When they sign the Get, they should make a declaration that they're signing it Lishma. It's a fraud. What is a declaration going to help? It's not Lishma. Lishma means Hascholas HaGerishin. Very difficult. That's what the Gemara's first answer is. That we paskin like Rav Loza. Why is the Gemara trying to... First, the Gemara was trying to zet sign the Mishnah like Rav Meir. Why? Because Tam Mishnah Rav Meir. Usually it's Tam Mishnah Rav Meir. Then the Gemara says, no, this Mishnah is not going to work according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, you don't need Ksiva L'shmo, not in the Torah, not in the Rabbanon. So you have to say the Mishnah goes like Rav Loza. According to Rav Loza, you only need Ksiva L'shmo, you don't need Chasima L'shmo. So the Gemara knows that we halachic Rav Loza begitim. We're going to pass like Rav Loza. So they patched up the Mishnah and they said it'll be if the Eidim will sign Shalom Lishma, it'll be a psula mezuyif mitoich. And then if the better answer would have been like the next Madamas, and the Mishnah goes like a different Tana Rav Yudah, but the Gemara didn't want it. The Gemara wanted to avoid that because we don't really pass like Rav Yudah. The Gemara said we pass like Rav Loza. So it makes sense to either zet sign the Mishnah like Rav Meir, stam Mishnah Rav Meir. But the Zet sign the Mishnah like Rav Loza, because halachic Rav Loza. Why should we Zet sign a Stam Mishnah like an obscure Tana? No, he's not an obscure figure. Abuda is a recognized figure in the days of the Tanaim, but his opinion is obscure over here. We don't hold like Rav Yudah over here. So that's why the Gemara was avoiding that. Rav Ashiyah Mahamani Rav Yudah, this not Rav Yudah holds, and Yini Ksiva Lachasima should be betodesh. Everything should be Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. Yeah, we don't pass like Rav Yudah. So that's why the Gemara didn't want to say Rav Ashi's answer. The Mishnah goes like this, Tana. That's not the accepted opinion. So you can't zet sign the Mishnah like Rav Meir. That's impossible. So the better answer was because we pass on halachic Rab Lazar, so they said, "My dear Rab Lazar, I'm zayif meitoich." If the Eidim sign shalal l'shma, that'll pass. Yeah.
You say Tosos who himself holds that we say that you need it, that not you need, but because you have Eidim seeming to say a kol b'stam achkenasa, that everything they have seen onward works. So it could be that they have seen a nili shma, that they need. Not only Shem Sal's Gesh, the shame that when they sign, they're being made on the fact that this Gesh is being done properly, and that's part of the Gesh. It's not necessarily what it's called, it's not necessarily part of the Ksiva, it's the Shema's part of the Gesh, and not part of the Ksiva.
But the law only requires that Ksiva Saget should be Lishma. Ksiva Saget means the part of the Get. That what? Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need ksiv and chasim alishma, but Rabbi Loza, the Gemara says, Rabbi Loza holds you don't need chasim at all.
For when you have, you need lishma.
Why? Why should you need lishma? Mizuf mitoich is a din de rabbanon. Mizuf mitoich is not a din de rais. Mizuf mitoich is a psul de rabbanon. So the question is, even on that level of rabbanon, doesn't make any sense. How can they sign lishma? So the Rif and the Ramban say, oh, that makes sense. If they'll sign, then they can accomplish the Gerishin without any Mesirin. So then the signing is going to lead up to the Gerishin. If they wouldn't have had Eidi Chasima, they would have required Eidi Mesirin. Now that you have Eidi Chasima, so there won't be any need for Eidi Mesirin. We'll have to figure out why.
According to them, it's
absurd. No. No, the Gemara says later, it's only absurd the Rabbanah.
But
what if he's going to have Eidim Mesirah?
Yeah, I understand. The Lashon Mizuyah Mitaycha is only if you have Eidim Mesirah.
Right.
If you don't have Eidim Mesirah,
then it's no good Menatera. Yeah.
According
to Rabbi Loza, it'll be no good Menatera. That's a Gemara later. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara on the last four lines on Tesamid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. We said there's a gezerah shava lo lo meisha. It says because of a lo sefer krisus by get, and then it says by the shivcha harufa hafte lo nevdasa achuf shala nitan lo. She was neither freed aide pidyon hafte lo nevdasa. She was never niftis bekesef. The normal way to free a nebuchadnezzar is pidyon, is by paying kesef. After Lanadasa, she was not niftis because of a chuf shalan nitan lo. Nor was she freed in any other fashion, namely agde shtar. How do you know chuf shalan nitan lo refers to shtar? Because the gzeres shava lo la meisha, just like the kasala sefer krisus, that's referring to a shtar. So here also chuf shalan nitan lo means should the shivcha knainis was not nishtachra agde shtar. So based on this gzeres shava, so there's a connection. That's how you establish that a shivcha knainis and a nebe knainis, same as a shivcha knainis, is yotze lecheres ayde shtar. That's how you establish the pirish amilus and the pasuk. A chuf shalan nitan lo. Hopte lo nevdasa piduya stam pidyon is bekesef. Chuf shalan nitan lo means ayde shtar because it exer shav. And number two, it tells you that the shtar has to be written in the shema, lo la meisha. Then it says there are three dinim. B'shlosh adrach m'shavah gidna shem shachriyavah. The Gemara says there are a lot of dinim that they share in common. The Gemara says on Amid Bey, some of the dinim are min haTorah, and some of the dinim they share in common are min the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, one of the dinim, let's say mechuber is no good. So mechuber is no good, both by shtar shichur abiknaini, as well as by the getisha. And you need lishmo by the shtar shichur abiknaini, by the getisha, those are both min haTorah. So the Gemara says, that's as you go later. About 8 lines from the bottom of Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara said, why doesn't list off mechuber? Why doesn't it say lishma? If he's saying, well, the dinim b'shlosh adrachim shavu gidnashim shachri abanam, only shlosh adrachim, they're more than three dinim. So the Gemara says, what about mechuber? What about lishma? Gemara says, the answer is, kiktani psula derabanam, psulim deraisa loy katani. There are dinim deraisa, there are dinim derabanam. So the Braisa did mention mezuyif mitoichai. That's how the Gemara explains. The Braisa mentioned mezuyif mitoichai. So it's clear from the Gemara that Mizif Mintoch is only Psul de Rabban. The Gemara also, the Mizrif Matarach is only a psul de Rabbanon. There's a famous riff on Daf Pei Vav, where the riff quotes a psak from the Goyim. If a man gives his wife a get and only has one eight signed on the get, so that get is no good. So the Goyim is quoted as saying, it's Mizuyef Mitocho. If you have a dechot signed on a get, it's Mizuyef Mitocho. So the riff says that he thinks that it's utterly ridiculous, but Mizuyef Mitocho. You have one eight instead of two eidim, so you're halfway there. So one eight is not sufficient, it's not Mizuyef Mitocho. If the eight who signed is a kar, if the eight who signed is a rasha, the eight who signed is an isha, this is what the agoy, this is what they call it mizif mitoich. But eight echad is called mizif mitoich. What's wrong with that? So the Rif says, even though he holds that it's utterly ridiculous, doesn't make any sense. He says, look, I'm not going to force my opinion. He's writing a sefer psak. Says I'm going to be honest. I'm going to quote all the opinions, and I'm going to tell you what my personal opinion is. So he writes the risa sushita. Where is this? On Daf Pei Vav in the Rif. On page Memches in my Vilna edition, it's the last line on Memches Amanalf before the Mishnah. So he quotes this riff, Chazina Lagon, the four lines before, Chazina Lagon, the Yama, have a Yadin, you should know, the Adam Rablazak, Sabsof of Yed, Ablad Mamsim, the Havilah Milsa, Rablaz, Mizuif Mentecha. If you have an Edechod, on the get, the Mizuif Mentecha. So he comments on this, Chuva Sagan, Babagab, the High Milidigoin, Sasri Lamilididan. That's in contradiction to what I said, and I don't agree, 100% don't agree with what the Goyen said. Chazina lemichtavinu, I have to be honest enough to write the opinion of the Goyen. Mishum, the Malach HaShemayim, I'm writing a sefer Psak Halacha, so look, take it or leave it. If you want to follow the Goyen, but I think it doesn't make any sense. So the Goyen Sheberif held two things. He says that Avlad Mamzi holds that Mizif Mentech is a psul deraisa. He has number one that Eidechot signed on a get is called Mizif Mentecha. Number two, he says Avlad Mamza. Avlad Mamza is only if it's a psul deraisa. He holds that Mizif Mentecha is deraisa. So that's what all the Rishonim ask. All the Gemaras in the first parak indicate that Mizif Mentecha is only Din Derabbanan. The main Gemara is that Gemara in Tes on the base. The Gemara has their seven lines from the bottom. Psul Derabbanan, Kik Tani Psula Derabbanan, Psul Deraisa Loik Tani. We're not going to list Mechubim, we're not going to list Shalod Shema. The Braisa that lists off Bishlosh Yadrachim Shobe Gitanashim Shechri Abanam is only listing off Psulim Derabbanan, and it does list off Mizif Mitocha, so it's clear from the Gemara, Mizif Mitocha is only Derabbanan. Yeah. The Rashboa comes to defend this Goyim Sheberif. How can he make such a mistake? How can he say it's a Beferish Gemara? The Gemara says, if Goyim signed on the get, that's Mizif Mitocha, that's this Braisa on Tesim and Aleph. If a get was signed by non-Jews, so it's a psul mizuyef mitocha, it's only the Rabbanan. And the reason, the Gemara even tells you, the reason for the psul de Rabbanan is, Dilma asel emis machalayu, maybe you'll use Eide Chasima as Eide Mesira later on. So the Gemara says, what if the goy's name is a Shemus Mufokim? It's a dead giveaway that it's a goyish name. So you're going to, everybody knows that a goy can't serve as an aid on a get. So one Tana is of the opinion that if it's Shemus Mufakim, then the whole Chashash doesn't apply. Dilma asa lemis machalai lemim serina be apired to give the get in their presence. So Shemus Mufakim of a goy, there's no Chashash of Mizuyef Mitocha. So it's even perished. The whole thing of Mizuyef Mitocha is only Gzeir Derabbanan. There's even a consideration, even a possibility, according to one opinion. Whenever the Tama Gzeir doesn't apply, so Gzeir doesn't apply, it was never made as a loy plug Rabban. So that's what they ask on the goy in Sheberi. In fact, they have two kashas. One kasha, how can I say Eidechot is Mizuyef Mitocha, but what's wrong? Eidechot, you're halfway there. You get another eight and it'll be perfect. What's wrong? Mizuyef Mitocha, if there's something wrong. And the second kasha is that Mizuyef Mitocha is only the Rabbanan. How does it say Avlad Mamza, Mamza, Deraisa? So the second kasha, the Rashba comes to answer. So he answers, when does the Gemara say that Mizuyef Mitocha is only a psul de Rabbanan? He says, when does the Gemara say it's only a psul de Rabbanan? That's if non-Jews sign. Because non-Jews don't have a din of eid at all. So when a goy signs a shtar, he says aloshan, it's like tiyuta di alma. It's like drawing a design, like putting ink. Tiyuta means when you draw a blank line. Let's say when you make a check and you write how much money, so you fill in a blank, you fill in a you ink in the rest of the line, so no one should add on any more money. So So that's how the Gemara says in Bava Basra, when you write a shtar, you shouldn't leave empty spaces, because someone may add on some more names or some more money or some more things there. So any place where there's an empty space, let's say when you have a ksuba, and you fill in the missing names, so you have a lot of, you have a big space. So you fill in as much of the space as you can with the name, and then the rest of the space you should put tiyuta. So that's what the Rashba writes a loshen. If a nochri signs a get, the nochri's mamish pasul eidus, that's considered tiyuta biyam. So that's not called mezuif mitoicha min antoira. But if an edechet signs, an edechet kosher signs, so that's a chasima, and you don't have two edim. So the Gwan Shebrif is of the opinion that's a mezuif mitoicha, that's their ice. But a nochri signs, that'll only be a mezuif mitoicha der abana. Because it's not called a chasim at all. It's just like a tiyuta biyama. It doesn't mean a thing. Yeah, but that's a that's a collector's item. That Goyen Shebriyev says, believe it or not, that he has two chidushim. He holds that Erecha is considered mezuif mitoicha. Number two, that's a mezuif mitoicha, that's their rice. Usually mezuif mitoicha is only the rabban, and this is a mezuif mitoicha, that's their rice. The pashtus is the way we assume that mezuif mitoicha is only the rabban. Question is, where does it apply? So that's also a question. This din of Rav Lozer, the Mizuif Mitoichai, apostles, the Gemara continues to discuss there on Tesam Ebeis, going over to Yudam and Aleph. So the Gemara says, that we're only listing off dinim here in the Braisa. We're only listing off Bishlosha Drochim Shavu Gitanash Min Shechri Avodim. There were a lot of more similarities between a Getish and a Shtashich or Ebek Naini. We're only drawing comparisons between the two dinim that only these two have in common that don't apply by Shar Shtaris. Milsa Disim Bishar Shtaris like Tani. We're only listing off things that are Lesa Bishar Shtaris. So one of the things listed in the Braisa was, as the Gemara says over here, in the middle of Tesam Beis, the Gemara says there, Vesu Leko, after the two dots on Tesam Beis, Vesu Leko, Vahiko, the Ein Get La Hamisa, the Ein Get La Hamisa is a general din by all stars. Kiktani Milsa Leisa Bishar Stars. Milsa Disa Bishar Stars, Leka Tani. The only listing of things that a Getisha have in common with a Shtashir Chevik Nani, only these two have in common. You're not listing off all the dinam of Hilchus Stars. All stars are the same. So one of the things that Bryson mentioned was Mizuiv Mitoichai, that there's a psula mezuif mitoicha by get isha and by shtar shichur evik nine, and the Gemara says that it doesn't apply to shar shtaris. That's what it says beferish on tesam beis. So this is in Chosh Mishpat, they point out on the daf in Chosh Mishpat, they point out that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin here. Take a look on Dalet Amid Aleph. Tosfos quotes from Sanhedrin daf Chav Ches. This big Tosfos is the Kaim Alon. So they quote from Sanhedrin daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. It is a machlokes hatanaim about gisoy. But the giso is kasher leidus or pasul leidus. What is giso? Giso is a brother-in-law based on a double marriage. There are two sisters who are married to two different people. If my sister is married to a boy, so that's my brother-in-law. That's balachoso. So balachoso is pasul leidus. Two brothers are pasul leidus. That's called rishon berishon. Two brothers are related rishon berishon. And if they have children, so first cousins are called Sheni B'Sheni. And an uncle with a nephew is called Rishon B'Sheni. And if you have second cousins, the first cousins are Sheni B'Sheni, second generation. If you have second cousins, so that's called Shlisha B'Shlisha. So Shlisha B'Shlisha is Kosheleidus. Sheni B'Sheni is Pasaleidus. First cousins are Pasaleidus. Not only first cousins are Pasaleidus, let's say my first cousin is a girl and she's married. My first cousin is a girl, she's married. So not only am I puzzled to be made about my first cousin, I'm puzzled to be made about her husband also, because that's called Balki Ishtoi. But what if there are two girls who are first cousins, and they're both married? So I, with the other man, are first cousins. It's Sheni B'Sheni with the tziruf of two Balki Ishtois. So that the halacha says, you don't say Balki Ishtoi twice on the level of Sheni B'Sheni. Menatorah, you don't say Balki Ishtoi twice. Even Aloch Lamaisa, we don't. You don't say Balki Ishtoi twice. What about on the level of Rishon B'Sheni? Let's say an aunt and a niece are both married. Aunt and niece are blood relatives, so the niece is married and the aunt is married. So what about the uncle with the nephew? it's his uncle by marriage, but it's a double marriage. I married his niece, and it's only his niece by marriage. So do you say Baal Ki Ishta twice by Rishon B'Sheni? So that's two opinions on Choshem Mishmat. That's the Machlokes, the Balamar, and the Ramban in Sanhedrin, and the Mechaber quotes the two opinions. What about by Rishon B'Rishon? You have two sisters. You have a brother and a sister, and the sister gets married. So that's, you're saying Baal Ki Ishta once on the level of Rishon B'Rishon. Two brothers is called Rishon B'Rishon. So if you have a brother and a sister, and the sister got married, so that's Rishon B'Rishon with one Baal Ki Ishta. What if you have two sisters, and the two sisters are both married? So you're going to say, that's called Giso. Giso means brother-in-law with a double marriage. So that's a Machlekes Satanoim. But they say Baal Ki Ishta twice on the level of Rishon B'Rishon, and we paskin that it is possible, that Giso is possilatus. But there were other Tanoim were of the opinion that you only say Baal Ki Ishta once. And the Ramban writes over there, the Ramban is quoted La'aloch and Chosh Mishmah. Ramban writes there in Sanhedrin and the Mechamis that even on the level of Rishon B'Rishon that you say Baal Ki Ishta twice, the two sisters are both married and their brothers-in-law based on a double marriage, that's only Midirabbanan. That's only a Psul Dirabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, they never say Baal Ki Ishta twice. It's sometimes important to know whether the Edom are Posulatus and Atar Posulatus Midirabbanan. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha, in the presence of two Edom who are Kosher and Atar and they're Posul Midirabbanan. So we paskin that since Menatar the Edom are Kosher, so the woman is Mekudesh and she needs a get. Husband's not allowed to live with her because Midirabbanan they're not married, but Minatora they are married. So Minatora, if they decide they want to separate later on, he has to give her a get because Minatora the Kiddushin was Chal. So it's important sometimes to ascertain whether the people are Kroibim or Apostolatus, Apostle Minatora, Apostle Midirabbanan. So we pass whenever it's a two Baal Ki Ishta, is the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Ramban, that twice Baal Ki Ishta is only going to be a Psul Dirabbanan. So Rishon B'Rishon it's a machlokes satanoim by two sisters who are both married, and that's called Giso, brother-in-law, based on the tzirv of two marriages. So Giso is a machlokes satanoim, and we paskin pasul, and the Ramban explains that it's only a psul derabanan. So the Gemara says there in Sanhedrin, Hahu matanta, there was once a shtar matana, davi chasime alei tre gisi. Two brothers-in-law signed on the shtar matana, and he gave over the shtar. The Moicher gave over, or the Shtar Matana, it wasn't the Mechira. He gave over the Shtar Matana to the Mekabel Matana. And then there was an issue, there was a question whether he was Kaina. The Noisim wanted to back out, the Shadr, the Noisim wanted to back out from the Matana. So the Shadr was whether Gisim Akosha Leidus or not. So the Gemara said, we pass him Gisim Absulim Leidus. Sulim Leidus said, the whole Shtar is no good. So the Gemara said, what do you mean the Shtar is no good? Dalmi Hacha, forget about the Eidim Asima. The halacha says that the halacha is like Rabbi Loza. Not only do you say Edi Mesira Karsi by a get, you pass an Edi Mesira Karsi by all shtare kinyan. Not only by the get, Edi Mesira Karsi by every shtar kinyan. So forget about the Edi Chasima. So you only, if the din would have been like Rabbi Meir, that Edi Chasima Karsi, every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. So the shtar wasn't a good shtar raya. Had Edi Chasima who were apostle. They were brothers-in-law. The apostle mit Rabbanan. When a Torah it's good, the Ramban says, because twice Baal Ki Ishta. But Rabbanan is not good. So Rabbanan, the guy's not kind of the Matana. But over here, the Gemara said, we pass like Rabbi Loza, that you don't need Edi Chasima at all. Any Mesira Karsi. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no, it's no good because of Mezuif Metoicha. So the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Ches, the story that Tosis quotes, Matanto, is a shtar matana to have a chasima alei tre gisi. Two brothers-in-law signed it. The Gemara says, even though he gave it over, the shtar matana was given over in the presence of Edom Assyria, but Maidir Ablaza ben Mezuif Metoicha, that it's not good. So you see beferish that Mezuif Metoicha is a psul that applies even to shtari mamon. So does this contradict the Gemara on the Gemara that we just saw on daf Tesan and Beis, where the Gemara says, Milsadi se bishtar shtaris lo katani, Milsadi le se bishtar shtaris katani. We're only listing off in the Brisa on Tesam and Aleph, the last four lines, the Gimel Derach Meshavakit and Nashim and Shechuri Avadim. We're only listing off similarities between Get Isha and Shtar Shichur, that laws that don't apply to Shtar Shtaris. Laws that are only unique to these two. Yeah, but the Brisa lists off Mizuif Metoichai. So you see, Mizuif Metoichai only applies to Get Isha and to Shtar Shichur Abik Naini. This contradicts the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it applies to all Shtar Shtaris. So Chosh Mishpat, the official answer that they give on the Daf, the Achrayim on the Daf say this. They say, Halacha L'maisa, it depends who signed it. If a Nochri signed, if a Nochri signed the star, so that Mizuik Metoichai, the Gemara said before, that's a Psula Mizuik Metoichai. Shtar Shechas Meim Akum, that's the case that the Bryce is talking about, and the Aftestam and Al going over to the base. So that Mizuik Metoichai only applies to Getish and Shtar Shechai Aviknayim, that wouldn't apply to Shar Shtars. But if Trey Gisi, if Krivim signed, or if a Russia signs, so that Mizuik Metoichai applies even to Shtari Mammon. Why? So apparently they explained that there's a difference. That's what we said already a few times, that the Nesivis in Hilchas Eidus talks about the din of Nimtzech and Menoedim Karav Apostle, Eidus Kulam B'Telo. That if you have three or more witnesses come to Bezin and testify, and one of them is Apostle, two of them are Kosher, and one of them is Apostle. So why don't you just say, Dal Mihacha the Apostle Eid, and you have two Eidim without him? So the Gemara says you can't do that because of the Pasuk that says in last week's Sedra, Al Pishnai made him Al Pishlai Shadim Yumas Ameis. It says two or three. And the Tanoim ask him is Kayem Zaydis Pishlai Melamed Part Loch Hakosa Bishloisha. If two are good, so three are certainly good. What do you have to mention that three are good? Mm-hmm. That means Lahakishloisha Lishnai. Mashnai Nims Echnem Karba Apostle Ladies Kulim Betela. If you, only two witnesses came to testify. And one of them is tossed out, one of them is no good, so he left with Eid Echod. Eid Echod is not going to win the case. In the Mominous case, on the Fashis case, so too, if you have three witnesses and one of them is disqualified, so even though you have two of them left, so you can't even accept the testimony of the two. That's the din of Nimtzach and Meredim Karva Apostle. So the Nesivis quotes in the name of the Tumim that if you have three people testified and one of them happens to be a Cherish out of Bekotna, Ever Akamisha, one of these six people, so then you would not apply the din of Nimtzach and Meredim Karva Apostle. That's not called part of the Kata of the Eidim. Let's say you had three witnesses testify in court. They all said the same thing, Reuben, Har, Geshem. And then it turns out that two of them were Jewish people. And the third one was a parrot. A parrot that talks Yiddish. He's got to say this to the Bezin. He tells the whole story. So the guy came in and he murdered him and I warned him, don't do it. He tells you the whole story. So you're not going to say Nimtzach Men Eidim Karva Apostle. The parrot is Bechlal. It's not doesn't have a din eid. It's only Nimtzach Men Eidim Karva Apostle. It's not the Echad Ben Eidim. It doesn't count at all. So even if the third person is a human being, a boss of Adam, but it's a cherushet to the kodesh Abedisha Akum, it doesn't have a shame eid at all. Because they never accepted it. It doesn't have a din of eidus anyway. That's what we were talking the other day about the Eid Echad Nemi Bisurim by a Baldovar or Eid Echad Nemi Bisurim by an Isha, whether it applies. So Rav Shimishkop explained the views who say that it doesn't apply to Isha, doesn't apply to Baldovar. The person doesn't have a shame aid at all, so you can't even accept this. I've got to say this by Eid Echad Nemi Bisurim. So that's the Mokka, that these six people are holding doesn't apply. So that's what the Acharonim say. If the Karav, if the Mizuyef Mitoicha that you're talking about is an Akum, so Akum, that's how the Rashbo wrote a Loshen to be Miyashiv the Goyin Shebarif. The Goyin Shebarif said Eid Echod is Mizuyif Metoichai and it's a Psul Derais and the Vlad is Mamsa. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara befavors that Mizuyif Metoichai is only a Psul Derabbanan. It's not a Psul Derais. So the Rashbo said, oh, the Gemara is talking about Chosmei HaMakum. Chosmei HaMakum is like Tiyut to be Alma. So that's what these, so even the Goyin Shebarif would agree that that doesn't count at all. That's not called Mizuyif Metoichai. That's Tam Tiyut to be Alma. The Goyin Shebarif is talking an Erechot sign. Erechot sign, so that's called Mizuyif Metoichai. See, the Acharonim say such a distinction. If it's Trei Gisei, if it's a Karev who signed, a Karev is called a Shem Eid, it's called an Eid Pasol. A Karev or a Rasha is called an Eid Pasol. So there's a Din of Mizuyif Metoichai, even in Shtari Mammon. But if it's Chosmei Amakum, then the Gemara says, Akum Eved Isha, Cherish Otevikot, one of the six people. So that's only a chumre midrabbanan. The whole mizuyif metoich is only midrabbanan. That's only chumre midrabbanan by getisha, by shtar shichur Rabbi Kanani. That mizuyif metoich wouldn't carry over to shtari mammon. Two levels of mizuyif metoich. We hold that both levels are only the rabbanan. A whole mizuyif metoich is only midrabbanan. We hold not like the gan shebirit, but there's still two levels. There's one level where the person doesn't have a shame aid at all. These six people will sign that din of mizuyif metoich. That's only a chumre on top of a chumre. That they only introduced by Getish and Shtar Shichur Aviknayim. And the other case of Mizuyif Metoichai, when it's Trei Gisi, Kroivim, Apsulim, where there would have been a din of Nimtzach and Menedim Karv Apostle, that shows that he has a Shem Eid, but he's a Apostle Eid, so that's a bigger problem on Mizuyif Metoichai. So that Psul of Mizuyif Metoichai even applies to Shtari Mammon. That's how the Acharonim assume, the Chosh Mishpat. This is the gist we just ran through quickly. This is the gist of the Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of the last line in Gimel Amud Aleph and runs till the middle of Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbah, that the reason for the din of Befanelech, the reason for the Takana de Rabbanon, was because we have to ascertain that Bnei Chutzlartz are not such became in Lishma. We have to ascertain that it was written Lishma. The Gemara says, what do you mean Befanelechtem Lishma, Befanelechtem Lishma? Who is the Tana who says Yanik Siva and Chasim Lishma? Nobody holds like that. They didn't want to pick on Reb Yehuda. They knew Reb Yehuda. They didn't want to say Reb Yehuda because Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, Tosfos says, and the halacha is like Reb Loza here. So we should either try to make it fit in with Reb Meir, fit in with Reb Loza. Reb Meir is out of the question. Reb Meir is out of the question. The Mishnah will not fit in with Reb Meir, period. Then Reb Loza, the Gemara said, okay, Zuyif Mitoichai. And we understand according to the Rif what the Mizuyif Mitoichai is all about. If the Eidim is signed, Shalor the Shema. We understand, according to Tosfos, we still have to figure out. Tosfos is going to ask the question on Dalet Amud Aleph. What kind of Mizuyif Mitoichai by signing Shalor the Shema? How is it ever possible to sign the Shema? It's never possible to sign the Shema. What are we talking about over here? And then the Gemara said another answer. Maybe the Mishnah is the Loike Reb Loza, the Loike Reb Meir. It would be a heartbreaking interpretation to say like that. I mean, the Mishnah goes like Reb Yehuda. The Reb Yehuda holds that unique Siva and Chasim Olishma. These were the two suggestions that the Gemara gives. Yeah. We'll have to go through the Gemara again. Yeah, the last piece of Gemara we learned before this on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara quoted, Rabbi pointed out that how can you talk about the Laleisa the Chlufa b'Kiyum Shtaros the Alma? It's so different from Kiyum Shtaros the Alma. Kiyum Shtaros the Alma, Anisha is not the medicine. Here Anisha is the medicine. Kiyum Shtaros the Alma, the Baldover is not Neman. Who, the Malve, the man who comes with the Shtar, he's going to say that these are authentic signatures? Of course he's going to say that. We can't rely on him. Here the Isha Atzma Meviyaz Gita, the woman herself can say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam. The Baldover herself is the menace. So he says it's so different. How can you say that you're concerned about Kech, the Lolesa Lichluf? So the Rashi comments on that Gemara. The Baldova herself is the menes. So he refers it to the Mishnah later. Huisha Atzma Mavias Git Mimininus Ayama Torah Shlichus. Gondi Omala Bailo Altis Garshi Bala Bezn, Lachetate Svichalam, Fananech, Fananech, Perk Shani Shom. Where is Sham Chav Gimel Amud Beis? What's on Chav Gimel Amud Beis? So that's the Mishnah. Huisha Atzma, the second half of that Mishnah, the last three lines. Huisha Atzma Meviyaz Gita. What do you mean? A woman was divorced in New York, then she comes to Eretz Yisrael. How does she prove that she's divorced? She's holding on to the get. She has to say b'fananechtam. So the Gemara asks a question, what in the world are you talking about? On Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. They quote this caption from the Mishnah. Isha atzma mevia v'chule. The Gemara says, Isha michimati gita liyoda igar shalo. What do you mean? The husband gave the wife the get in New York. He gave her a get directly. And now she wants to remarry in Texas, or she wants to remarry in Yerushalayim. And they ask, were you ever married? She says, yeah, were ever divorced? Yeah. And she produces a get. So she has to say, b'fananechtam, b'fananechtam. The Gemara says, that doesn't make sense. Isha mechimot digita liyada igar shalom. So Rashi and the Rambam learn pshat, there's no need for the woman to say, b'fananechtam, b'fananechtam. The only one who has to say b'fananechtam is the shliach lohiloch. That's the Rashi and the Mishnah. Tzorach ha-shliach, the second Rashi and the Mesichta. Tzorach ha-shliach ha-mevi olayma b'fananechtam. B'shliach zeh ha-baal ha-soy shliach lohiloch. Only a shliach lohiloch has to say b'fananechtam. If the Baal gave the get to the wife directly, the Baal gave the get to the shliach le-kabbalah, the Baal gave the wife the get directly. So there's no need to say b'fananechta, b'fananechta. That's how Rashi and the Rambam understood in the Mishnah, in the Gemara. So that's how Rashi and the Rambam read this Gemara. Isha atzma viyaz gita. Isha, what? The woman has to say b'fananechta. Mechimati gita b'yodi garsha. She's already divorced. The story is over. She does not say b'fananechta, b'fananechta. Aye, but Rabbi says we're not sure that the get was written l'shma. So apparently the answer is no, she's holding on to the get. We say, Mistama Hakol Behech Shenasa. That's how Taisa said, Mistama Hakol Behech Shenasa. So we assume that the get was written Lishma, and there was no Tligitach Magabi Karka, and there were Eidim Mesira at the time. Everything was done Kedas V'Kaloch. So that's what Rashi in the Rambam understood, like that Taisus. If the Isha is holding on to the get already, if the Shlich LeKabbal is holding on to the get already, so then the get is giving a Haggadah Seydus. The get, Mistama Hakol Behech Shenasa, the Haggadah Seydus of the get only sets in after Tfisas Balashtar, after the get was delivered to the person on whose behalf it was intended. Kol Zman wasn't given over yet, so the get, you don't say Mistama Hakol Behech Shenasa, the get doesn't give a Haggadah Seydus. That's the Rif and Yivamas and Daf Lamed Aleph. And then all the Rishonim say like that. The Ramban is Mevasa is that Rif based on a Yerushalmi like that. But that's the Halacha. The get only gives how God says, let's say, I wrote a shtar, I owe you $100,000 because I wanted to borrow $100,000 from you. And I wanted to have the document ready in case you give me the money. I'll give you the shtar right away. So the shtar doesn't give a Haggadah Seydus that I owe you the money, cause man that it's in my pocket. After I give it over to you, when the Baal HaShtar is holding on to the shtar, then it gives a Haggadah Seydus. Cause man I didn't give it over, it doesn't give a Haggadah Seydus. So when the Shliach Lailoch is holding on to the get, so you don't say that the get is made on itself, that it was written Lishma. It wasn't given yet to the Isha. The intention was the get should be given over to the Isha. Cause man there's no Tvisa Baal HaShtar, it's not made on itself. Even though Stam Safed Adina Migmag Miri, Ruba de Ruba, right Lishma, but there's a far-fetched chashash, maybe it was written Shalodishma, Chutz Loretz. So that's why you have to have the Bira B'fan Anechta. But once the get was given to the Isha already, or the Shliach LeKabbalah, so then the get is saying, Mistam HaKol Be'ach Shanasa. So what does the Mishnah mean? Isha has to say, Amar Avun and Nab, Amar Lola Tizgar Shiela B'fnei Bezin, Sof Sof Kimat Ata Migar Shiba, he gives her the get, Alatan Shibichal later. So still, he gave the get directly to the wife, and he said, "Shouldn't Michal tell tomorrow?" So what's the problem? And the Gemara, no. The Gemara says that not the pshat. The Gemara says that pshat is wrong; it doesn't make sense. The Gemara finally says, "Ella, what's the pshat?" The Omalo Habei Shliach LaHaylocha. The line begins with the word Shliach LaHaylocha. The husband gives a get to the wife and says, "You, I want you to be a Shliach LaHaylocha Dematis Hasan until you get to the Bezdin. Chimatis Hasan, give the get over to the Bezdin." And let them appoint a shliach lekabbalah. Sure. Let the Bezna appoint a shliach lekabbalah. So that's where Rashi quoted on our Gemara in Gimel Amar Aleph. The only time the din in the Mishnah applies, Lisha Atzman Mevias Gita, is when the woman is serving as a shliach lailocha. So then she doesn't have a tfisas balashtar yet. The get wasn't given over yet to her that she should hold on to it. It didn't land yet in her hand. She's only serving as a shliach lailocha. It's considered as if she's holding it for the Baal. She's not holding it for herself. So that's how Rashi and the Rambam learn. Whenever the get was already given to the Isha, you don't need b'fana nechta. B'fana nechta is only when you have a shliach lailoch. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the two opinions. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam, says it's not true. Any get that originated in the Chutz Lord, you have to have b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. And the Gemara's kasha, Isha Atman b'viyaz gita, Isha mechimati gita v'yad egashiba. Gemara's kasha was punkt fakert. The Vilna Gaon explains in the Bir Agrua and Shulchan Aruch how the Rabbi doesn't explain what the kasha is. So the Bir Agrua explains it. He says, according to the Rabbi, the Gemara's kasha is, what if the Shliach Lailocha already gave the get to the Isha and he didn't say b'fana nechtav? So Gemara says it's no good. The special namanas of saying b'fana nechtav is only as he's about to give over the get. Once he already gave over the get, there's no good. So he has to take back the get and say b'fana nechtav and give it over a second time. So Gemara's kasha was, a woman has a get in Chutz La'aretz. The get was written in New York and the husband gave it to her directly in New York. Then she wants to remarry wherever, in New York, in Texas, in Yerushalayim, wherever she wants to remarry. So we ask her, we know that you were once married. Can you prove that you were divorced? So she produces the get. So the Bezim will ask her, do you know that it was written in Shema? So she'll say, b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. So the Gemara says she's not nemenis to say b'fana nechta. The only time you're nemenis to say b'fana nechta is immediately, if you're a shliach la'alocha before the get is given. Isha mechimati gita liyadei garshilo. So just like the shliach is not believed after he already gave over the get, so the Isha would not be believed either. So that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was fakir. How can the Mishnah say, Isha atzman v'yaz gita, she's nemenis? She should not be nemenis. She should not be nemenis. Whenever the get was given a chutz lot, you always have to have b'fana nechta. And Isha is only nemenis in the rare case that she's serving as a shliach lahalocha. If she says the get was given directly, so you're going to have b'fana nechta. and she can't say it because the get was given already. It's too late. Only the shliach la'ilochi can say prior to giving, before he gives over the get. So fundamental machlokes are rishonim here. How do you read the Gemara? Whether the Gemara's kasha was Rashi and the Rambam learning Gemara's kasha and chav dal and amenalev. The chimot to give God the garshele, there's no need for befana nechta. And the Raivin interprets punk faker. It's not going to help befana. You always need befana nechta. If the get originated in the chutzlot, you always need kiyum of befana nechta. And if the Yisha was given the get directly, or the Shlich LeKabbalah was given the get directly by the Baal, then they cannot, they won't be nemulated to say Bifanech. The special nemulis was only if they say before the Nesinus HaGet. But here where the get, the husband already gave the get to the Shlich LeKabbalah, already gave the get to the Yisha, then Bifanech is out of place. It's not going to help if the Yisha is going to say Bifanech.
Big risky thing. We give it
to the room to do that. She'll say. Why is it a risk?
Because she'll say I was given
the Baranatha.
That I was given by
Shliach. She'll say, my husband may be a Shliach Lailocha to give the care to someone else to give back to me. Yeah, so when she says that, so she's a Shliach Lailocha. So she's not managed to say before an echtav, because when she gives out, let's say the Baal gave the get to a shliach, Lailoch is going to give it to a shliach sheni to give to the Isha. So the shliach rishon says before an echtav, before he gives it to the shliach sheni. Then the shliach sheni wasn't there at the time the get was written. So the Gemara says he can't say, and he doesn't have to say before an echtav, just says shliach beznani. I was appointed by the shliach rishon as the shliach sheni to give the get. And Mufanachta has already been taken care of by the Bezin. They approved of my appointment by the Shlech Rishon because they already took care of Mufanachta.
So what we can say, she just got it from the Baal without saying anything.
If she's going to say, my husband gave it to get directly, so then the Rashi and the Rambam say that there won't be any need for her to say Mufanachta in such a case. She'll be Nemenes. Here's the get. So the get is made that it was written in Lishmon. No problem. You don't need Mufanachta. But they arrive it. Learns Fakert that if the Isha will say, my husband gave me the get directly, so then she'll have to have a birur that it was written Lishma. She doesn't have that manas. After the get was given to her, she's already divorced and she's ain't in the manas to say Bifana Nechta. The only rare case she'll have that manas, that the Mishnah says she has the manas to say Bifana Nechta, is this rare case where the husband appointed her as a Shlech Loilocha to give it to a Shlech Sheni, will further give it back to her. So then she'll be in a manus to say before an echtem. So machlekes ben akotze al akotze. How to read the Gemara on chavdal and amenalos. When the Baal gave the get directly to the Isha, Rashi and the Rambam say that there's no need for before an echtem. The shtar is made mistama hakol be'echshenasa. And the Ravid learns no. You always have to have a birur with the rabban. You have to have a birur on the ksiv and the chsim al shmo. And if the get was given already, so it's too late. She won't have that money, so she'll have to bring two Adam who will testify that it was written.
So for the
Ravid,
she'll say it when then? She's given the get by the husband in Chutz Laaretz. Then she wants
if she'll
to
ever want to remarry
anywhere else,
she's going to have to prove that it was written in the Shema.
And she's going to be able to say, fine,
she won't be believed. She won't be believed to say. Rashi and the Rambam say she doesn't have to say Bifana Nechta. Hold on to the get. The get says that everything was done properly. So it was written in sign Lishma. And according to the Ravid, it's punk faker. She doesn't have nemanis to say. And before she wants to remarry, she has to prove to the community that the get was a kosher get.
But they both agree that the only time she would need to say it's when she's a shliach la'alacha.
The only time the Mishnah says she's the menace to say Bifana Nechta is when she serves as a shliach la'alacha. But the Shah, what does that mean? To the exclusion of the case where the get was given directly, so in that case, what's the din? So Rashi and the Rambam say, no problem. Smooth sailing. She doesn't have to prove anything. And the Ravid says, no, it's farfal. She's going to have to bring Adam to testify that the get was written in Shema. Okay, so we'll end it tomorrow. We'll have to continue. Take a look at all the cases in Gimel and Beis. There's a lot to discuss.